It's the Weekend Show with Drew and Mike and Mark Trudy, Brandon, Zoobs, as we head into another exciting weekend. And much going on is a lot of interest in finding David Hartman. Not the GMA guy, Brandon's third grade friend. Well, I think he's ghosted him.
Yeah.
But it's a friendship Brandon cannot seem to manage to get by without.
He's off the grid. But, you know, it hit home with a lot of people. I got some folks that reached out and said, man, I've been looking for my buddy since 1972. Can't find him.
Really?
Well, yeah. If he's such a good friend, there's got to be other people looking for David Hartman, too.
I just think he left the state of Michigan too early. People don't remember him. It's third grade, 1993, 4.
Maybe he's in witness protection.
Possibly.
Yeah, it could be in prison. That would explain it.
I'll tell you, Jim Bentley has been sending me photos of David Hartman's all around U.S. Is this him? No. Is this him? No. Is this him? No. All morning.
I think he's a redhead. Totally. Are you sure he's not the redhead with the freckles?
No, he had dark hair. He was a little husky. I'd know him if I saw him.
He's husky.
Yeah. Well, it'll be fun if we do find him. And I think we will. If not, we'll find one, with quotation marks. We'll find a David Hartman.
Did the other David Hartman ever call back?
No.
I don't think so. Speaking of the Hall Financial Hotline, if you're interested in lower payments, better options, more personal attention, saving money on a refi, Hall Financial is the team for you. Over 800 five-star reviews. As you can go to drewandmike.hallfg.com if you'd like to get a refi or check into a refi. We just got a nice email back from somebody who said, we went through the process. It didn't take long. There really was nothing I could do. He had a 3.25% interest rate, so he couldn't. So he felt better, actually. He's like, I can't save money, and I know I can't. Yeah. But maybe you can for the next 20 years. Who knows? Go to our website, click the link, fill out the online form. They'll get back to you, or call 248-308-5000. Or if it's your first home, great people to work with, very thorough, or your dream home, or you want to take money out of your home, try Hall Financial. Go to drewandmike.hallfg.com. You won't be disappointed. NMLS number 1467435. And is there any Hall Financial Hotline activity today?
Yeah, we have 32 David Hartmans to call today.
Oh, wow.
No. Mark?
There's a guy who, and I thought we might have talked to this guy. He's from Ferndale, and he was on Jeopardy. And now he's going on Wheel of Fortune.
Where is he? I want to talk to him.
Really?
I don't know if that's of interest to you or not.
I thought those shows were over since the impeachment.
No, those are moneymakers. Those shows will air. They've been airing like crazy.
That's right. It was airing the other night because the local news wasn't on. And I think it ran through the network news. It ran late yesterday.
Really? Well, they blew through it today. I mean, it was still going on, and Channel 4 just decided to start their news at 4.
Oh my God! During the day, it's like if you aren't somewhere on cable, you'll lose your mind.
Oh,
I mean,
sure.
It's just oh.
Access Hollywood is on though.
Inside Edition. Show some respect.
Oh, Inside it.
This is the coolest show in the history of television.
Wait, it didn't last through Inside Edition?
No, because they know what makes money. You can't blow Inside Edition off.
My wife thinks Inside Edition is. Ooh. Oh yeah.
Are you telling me Channel 4 blows off the impeachment for Inside Edition?
You know, they did. I think they did yesterday and today, and I don't know if they did the very first day or did they start on Tuesday?
It's pretty funny, actually.
Yeah.
I love Inside Edition.
I've got a bone to pick with NBC News, too.
Oh,
Brandon
okay.
knows what my bone to pick is with them.
Well, hold that thought for 1 second. I just want to mention that they had 12 million watching on Wednesday. They had 13 million earlier this week, and they were comparing it to, for example, the Comey, when Comey testified, 19.6. Michael Cohen, 16 million. Christine Blasey Ford, 20 million.
Oh,
we would
wow.
have such high ratings.
She ruled.
I'm kind of amazed that it hasn't passed 13 million. But Christine Blasey Ford, who was going to miss that?
Well, plus you have exhaustion.
I'm wondering.
Exhaustion. I know. Plus you have Disney Plus just launched.
Yeah, could you imagine like Saturday Night Live's ratings if they were on 16 channels? Don't they add them all together?
Yeah, they add them. Yeah, they add them all together. Yeah. They do.
So
right?
Not
no,
many,
exactly.
There's not many things that are airing on every single channel.
During the Watergate hearings, 80% of people watched
there
the Watergate
three
hearings.
Channels.
They were on in prime time though.
Really?
You had to watch them.
They were on in prime time.
Yeah.
I am not a crook.
Some of them. And they were on during the day, too, but anyway.
Plus, nobody knows who Gordon Sondland or Dr. Hill are. I mean, they don't know these people.
Couldn't they get a hot chick in this thing somehow?
You didn't like is it Dr. Hill? Her accent today?
Dr. Hill, yeah.
I didn't watch much today.
It looked pained.
Anyway, as far as the Hall Financial Hotline, what's your bone with NBC?
Every news story on NBC Nightly News is breaking news. They put the breaking news banner over every... Because I've been pointing it out to Brandon now for like 2 weeks. So when they start the news and they tell you what's going to be on, 8 out of the 9 stories are breaking news. And it drives me up a wall because of stuff we had talked about.
What wasn't breaking as an example?
One was like an interview, a pre-taped interview. But everything they have a stand-up reporter for is breaking news. And what really makes me mad is they don't do it on the weekend.
But hasn't Fox News and CNN done that for years and years?
I know, but this is egregious, man. I'll show you.
That's a lot of stories.
That's how you have to get people's attention nowadays, to claim that but it's some you, sort
if
of
if everything's breaking news, nothing's breaking news.
Yeah, you're right. I agree.
I know. Yeah.
Well,
I'm really bothers me.
It's such a different world. You know, I'll give you an example. I was reading about the story's funny. I think we just touched on it yesterday. The Charles Barkley story.
Yeah. I don't even think we've talked about it yet.
Maybe we didn't. I mean, we talked about it off the air.
You and I talked about it off here.
Anyway, Charles calls this political reporter, Alexi McCammond. She asks him, who are you voting for president? And she wanted to ask him about some really candidate I've never heard of, who apparently he supports, but he, I guess, had said someone else. And I was like, she was trying to kind of give him a hard time. But not in a terribly rude way. Anyway, Charles said, I don't hit women, but if I did, I'd hit you right now for asking that question.
That's a terrible idea.
First of all, this was off the record.
That's what pisses me off about it.
She said,
it's off the record.
I don't care if it's off the record. Some things like this are so egregious that it becomes the record. I don't know who decided that or when we voted on that.
She does.
Good luck
getting more sources off the record then.
Charles Barkley, and we all know Charles Barkley.
I love Bubbles.
I know.
What he says. It's what he does.
I can't believe a woman would feel threatened by it. He said, if I hit women,
yeah,
I would hit you. It's a way of saying, I don't want to answer that fucking question.
Absolutely.
It's a rude way of answering it. But anyway, she goes wacko and starts tweeting all these old off-color jokes of Charles and complaining.
Well, that's
bitching. And Charles apologizes.
Oh,
which I don't ever remember him apologizing. I mean, this is a guy that he's made his career on this by being
confrontational. I'm sure he didn't want to apologize, but she was so aggressively trying to cancel him. And she was calling him misogynist and suggesting that, you know, talking about domestic violence and, you know, one in every this many women. I mean, it's like, oh, my God. God,
no one's allowed to make a mistake anymore.
He had also said something about, because she got it right when he did it, she said, you didn't say that. He said, look, you got to learn how to take a joke. It was a joke. And that wasn't good enough for her. His apology wasn't good enough.
Oh, well.
She wouldn't accept his apology.
Of course not, because she's on a roll. She has the upper hand here.
I guess. Well, it turns out.
Has he ever had any history of domestic violence?
No.
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 Well, he did throw a guy through a bar window, right?
A guy.
Yeah. And when asked about it, he said his only regret was that it wasn't on the second floor.
That's
great.
That's a linear series of jokes.
So here's what happens when she starts tweeting out all these things. Somebody decides, I wonder what she's tweeted out in her past.
That's great.
She has fuck you N-word for starters.
Ooh, but wait, she's black though, right?
Yes.
Oh.
Except that's not saying the word nicely. That's not a fuck you N-word.
Could be. There's no context. Could be jovial.
Googling how not to wake up with Asian eyes.
You're canceled, honey.
Got a 2 out of 10 on my chem problem. Cross out my work and don't explain what's wrong. Stupid Asian TA.
You're canceled.
You're so
ugly, Fook.
You're so gay. Oh. Then after the, I think it was the, it was some one of the assault or rape stories involving Chris Brown. Remember that when he was arrested and they let him go. At least you're practicing safe sex, Chris Brown. So she thought that was pretty funny. I wonder when I'll get sick of N-words in Paris.
Oh, yeah, the song.
I have no idea.
That's the name of the song.
Yeah, that's the
name of the song. And then shit, hashtag never.
Great song, too.
then she said, Davis 14, I'll punch you.
Who's that? Who's Davis 14?
I don't know.
So she threatened to
do something?
She threatened
to hit someone, yeah. Huh. Well. And that was just a sampling. There was more.
So, wait. So if I were to list off the tracks of that album, I have to completely skip that track?
No, you say N-word in Paris.
I don't think whoever was printing these out knew what it was.
Okay, I see. Yeah.
But the other ones, I mean, there's actually more about Asians. For some reason, she's got a thing about Asian people, it seems.
Mm. Brandon, you don't have to skip the track. You just can't sing along.
I know, but I can't write it out either because, you know.
So anyway, she actually has defenders. Even after all this, I saw one person who said, she was 18. Barkley is a middle-aged man.
Oh, so?
She started it.
Whatever.
She's a tattletale. Haven't we had enough of tattletales? Yeah. He said something off the record that was a joke. Maybe it was a bad joke.
He regrets
why
it.
Why is she
dumb.
Telling
Move on
him to the whole world? The whole world doesn't need to worry about this. I mean, honestly, taking this stuff to Twitter is just bullshit.
Yeah. No, I agree. You're right.
And the answer to your question is you never get sick of that song because it's a great song.
It is a great song. Gwyneth Paltrow got in trouble for singing it.
Did she sing along to it?
Yeah,
you know,
I think so.
Michigan basketball used to use this for their introductions, too. Which I always thought was weird just because of the title of the song.
Well,
but they do Ball So Hard. We know where you're at. You're in Paris. You told us in the title, Jay.
So anyway, I guess she's okay. I guess this is no big deal. Except she's complaining about all the mean people on Twitter. Men are, you know, saying they're going to hurt her. They want to punch her or they're going to kill her or
whatever.
Well,
that's Twitter.
And also, I guess no one's ever going to do anything about all the people threatening each other on Twitter.
No, because it's
Twitter. Kill or because it's clicks, right?
It's Twitter.
Yeah.
It's clicks, but it's clicks, too.
Yeah, it's clicks.
I mean, it seems to be okay to do this.
Because clicks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. That's nice.
All you need.
And meanwhile, on the same topic.
There has been some really, really negative racist stuff that's gone away. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Posted.
No, it's...
I mean, insane.
Don't you love social media?
People are stupid.
Well, I think people just say, I hate you, bitch. They don't like what she's doing, and so they say
it hurts
something.
So much to know that no one is clicking me or liking me. They might have no opinion. I can't live with that.
They say something to try to hurt her back, and that's what people choose because they're trolls. And
well, it's good
idiots.
That more people are torn apart over all of this. So
it's just no
good work, none of
well,
you.
Well, she invited people to get involved in it, and they did.
Why is there no forgiveness anymore?
No what?
Forgiveness.
No, oh right.
I gotta say, I think she's incredibly soft. I don't understand how somebody, because you know, back in the day, and still to some extent. I knew a lot of people that wrote for the papers and worked for TV, and they were always, they weren't so fucking soft.
Yeah.
What is all this softness?
It's supposed to be
people,
tough. I always thought was a virtue.
There's always crap that goes on between reporters and, you know, whether it's the athletes they're covering or, I mean, there's always those little things. You wrote something they didn't like, and so they give you the cold shoulder, and then eventually you kind of shake hands and call it a day. Or, you know, politicians and reporters.
But honestly, how about the fact that this was off the record anyway?
I know.
Well,
she's
not the one to pick
bullshit.
Off the record means off the record. None of it's usable. None of it.
I think some people.
I think that is my biggest problem with the whole story.
Honestly, I think there are some people who are coming up in this world. First of all, look at all the people who consider themselves journalists. I mean, think they're journalists.
The
just like the amount
gone.
Of people who think they're models.
Oh, right.
I mean, isn't every other girl a model these days?
Mm-hmm. Thankfully.
I don't think they really think of having rules. I think they think they're supposed
to. Well, they're gone. There aren't rules anymore.
No. So
there's no journalism anymore. It's just whatever's first.
Whatever gets clicks.
And whatever gets clicks, yeah. And questions. I love question headlines.
And Myles Garrett, by the way, said that He's the Cleveland Brown who hit Mason Rudolph with his own helmet.
Mason started it.
Yeah, Mason Rudolph used a racial slur, he says.
Although, you know, Brandon and I were talking about this before the show. Wouldn't someone have been mic'd up out there?
Well, maybe Mason Rudolph, but his helmet got taken off.
Well, no, but when he used the N-word, he still had his helmet on. Right, I thought that.
Well, that's what caused him to pull his helmet off.
Yeah. The timing's weird. You can't. It's just
no one said this all week long. No one said a word about this.
Well, after the game, he was very apologetic. He didn't bring it up then.
So the NFL came out and said, "No, no, there's no evidence of an N-word or any slur whatsoever."
If you're Mason Rudolph, do you sue him for this?
For which part?
I think somebody
for claiming he said an N-word or a racist term.
I tell you, I actually
talked to a lawyer, and the lawyer goes, "There's no case for assault here. There's no
business of just throwing words like racist at people. It seems to me actionable because he's trying to defame him. He's trying to hurt him. He's saying something that's not true to try and get himself out of trouble. I think he should sue him, and it's worse than whatever happened." Calling him a racist, I mean, it's funny how people think it's just no big deal to call someone racist. And we know how often people do it when it's fake because they're trying to get out of something. He's a racist.
Would you rather be called a racist or have your football helmet swung at your head?
Yeah.
I think being called a racist is a much longer lasting. I mean, maybe it's no big deal to be called a racist anymore. Maybe Mason people Rudolph. Realize that people just say this because they say this.
Mason Rudolph already probably has CTE anyway, so.
There you go.
Hit?
There's his out. Right?
I mean, think of all the people who are trying to get out of things by saying there's some kind of racism involved, and people just always know. Like, oh, going back to O.J. Simpson.
But just like NBC News claiming everything's breaking news, if everyone's been called a racist, it means no one's a racist. If it's
I'm
overused.
Not a racist.
I think when most people hear Myles Garrett call him a racist, don't believe it. Because that's the go-to thing when you have nothing else to go to.
I think you're more of a racist than I am.
When there's no evidence whatsoever.
If we're going to be so fussy, though, about calling people, you know, me-tooing people and saying someone's a misogynist and someone's sexist and someone harassed someone, you know, I think that word it's supposed to be the worst. It's like the worst thing in the world anyone can do is be a racist. And to just be willing to throw it at anybody anytime you're in trouble is bullshit.
I think Ben on Facebook Live has probably the best logic. On a field of play, he uses the N-word, surrounded by where'd it go? And just left. Surrounded by black guys, including his own teammates. Yeah, right. Exactly.
Such a stupid remark.
You think with the Pouncey? Which Pouncey? One of the Pouncey brothers would come to your defense if you were throwing slurs out there? No.
No, I'm not saying that it's ridiculous. I'm saying that it's bullshit that people just throw that at people. And people declare people racist over nothing nowadays, or to get themselves to save their own asses.
It doesn't hold
the weight. It's a serious issue, though. When people are deemed that word, it's very serious.
Do you think it holds
the
weight?
A guy said Martin Luther, you know, who mispronounced Martin Luther King's name, he loses his fucking job.
Do you really think it holds the weight it did 1 year, 5 years ago?
Why should anyone? What if he? I mean, anytime you defame someone. Whether you're saying they're a racist, a murderer, or whatever, I think there should be some.
Well, there is. Defamation.
Yeah, it's defamation. I don't care that everybody's using that excuse for things. It's still defamation. It's bullshit.
And slander, right?
Absolutely. I haven't even heard maybe.
What are the damages? I mean. Hurt feelings. Yeah.
Career.
Yeah.
Damage.
This guy's a professional football player. He's got a lot of media exposure. Him saying that immediately starts trending on Twitter, and so all these people read it, and now they have to unread it.
Loss of sponsorship.
That may seem.
People won't go to the Browns games.
Yeah.
Do they anyway?
Well, he's a Steeler, Mason Rudolph.
Oh.
I just think, you know, whether people believe it or not, it's bullshit. Why would you call someone that? Because he's trying to weasel out of being in trouble, so he just slaps the worst thing you can possibly slap on someone. And, you know, maybe it is no big deal. Maybe it's so lost its punch because people use it so readily that it means nothing.
It doesn't mean.
But I still don't think that makes it okay to do it.
Well, no, of course not. It's not okay to put breaking news before every story either.
I think being called a racist is a little worse than... breaking news.
You know, it dilutes something because if you're a true racist and you are hurting people, then It dilutes it.
Like, it dilutes it because, oh, it's another person claiming, you know.
Right, but there are instances that are real cases of people being harmed by that.
I know, so
and,
it's so
and racism wearying, hurting people.
Wearying to hear all the phony cases where people are trying to save their own ass by just, you know, I hit him because he said a bad word.
Don't listen.
I'm not a racist. That's what's so insane about this.
So, and this topic
he's
is
gone
just
too,
getting,
right?
This topic is so wearying. I mean, it's a wearying topic when it's real. It's frustrating. It's wearying. I mean, it just makes everyone feel bad. And then when you throw in all the extra times like this, I mean, this one's so stupid, though. Like you said, there probably, it seems to me there would be, excuse me, there would be a microphone. Somebody have a microphone.
The NFL,
somebody would have said it by now.
The NFL already said there's no evidence of it. So you know the NFL, because they do great investigative work.
Oh, yeah, they do. No, they're killer.
But you know, if there was something, they would know.
You would think.
It's a 15-yard penalty, and they didn't flag him for that. Remember? It's a 15-yard penalty to use a slur.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile,
they had that a few years ago.
Did you see the story at Syracuse?
I can't remember what it was.
The campus
has
just gone mad. I mean, insane. They're having sit-ins in buildings over racism on campus because someone was airdropping a white supremacist manifesto onto people's phones. And then, I know, airdropping.
What a great way to recruit people to your cause.
If it was penises, it would be nothing. It would be no big deal. But
what does the Venn diagram look like of iPhone owners and racists, white supremacists? Do you think there's much? I mean, there's some, but do you think there's that many?
I don't know. I mean, right off the bat, I'm just going, this sounds like just, is this someone really trying to spread white supremacy? Or is this some asshole, some troll?
Well, either way, I mean, it's stupid.
Yeah, it's dumb. So anyway.
But, I mean, what are you supposed to do? It's not like you can just delete it.
No, of course not. No, you can't do that. Anyway, this is what sucks about this is the police have said they talked to all the people who claimed that they were airdropped this thing, and there is no evidence that anyone was airdropped this manifesto.
Don't you have to accept it?
They said it's a hoax.
Yeah, because don't you have to accept it?
I don't know. I don't know enough about it.
I'm going to airdrop you something.
Anyway, the police, you've airdropped me things. They were no hoax either.
I'm going to airdrop you the last photo Jim Bentley sent me.
The police, though, say they believe it's a hoax. So then there's a black student who says she was verbally assaulted by four students at a fraternity party. And then you throw in somebody drew a swastika in the snow.
Oh, boy.
And the campus is swarming with racism.
Is your phone on?
Someone drew a swastika in the snow. I mean, doesn't that just seem like a dumb thing?
How do you know they did?
How do I find what you airdropped?
You just have to. Your phone has, this is the other thing. Your phone has to be open and on. It's actually kind of hard to airdrop random things.
So anyway, I see.
Oh, you don't accept airdrops.
Yeah, that's right. It's in the notifications, and I turned it on because I was looking for something else. It's like, no dick pics for me. No airdrop dick pics here.
Can I airplay it? I can't even airplay it. Can I send
this
to
someone? Let's see
your penis. I'm gonna send it to Brandon.
Thank you.
I don't want to send it to Trudy.
I don't think I've ever seen an airdrop.
I don't want an HR complaint.
Nobody saw this story about Syracuse?
I did. I just didn't know what it was about because I didn't care.
Did you see the students sitting in and walking out on the chancellor or the chancellor was speaking and they have 19 students have 19 demands. And the school, because, like, what are you going to do? They apparently met 16 of the demands. And that's not enough! So they walked out on the meeting.
Okay, 16, well, chanting, that's pretty good.
I thought so,
see
too.
You later.
Chanting something. And one of the demands was that the chancellor resign.
Oh, yeah, as if he's going
to
resign.
So I guess he probably didn't want to agree to that one.
So they did suspend four people.
Yeah, the students at the fraternity party were suspended.
Oh, it's us, them.
Now, did they, Brandon, can you see if they apologized? Because that's the one thing I don't know anything about. They said that the manifesto was, they believed it was a hoax. The swastika was drawn in the snow, and this triggered many, many, many students, apparently.
Which, I do not see anything from the people that were suspended. No.
Are they sure it wasn't like they made an arrest.
They made an arrest?
Syracuse police make arrest in connection to pro-protest graffiti at Syracuse.
Pro-protest?
I don't even know.
But then they're in favor of the protest.
The police made an arrest in connection with multiple incidents of graffiti. Kim McGowan, a woman, it could be a guy, was arrested and charged with fourth-degree criminal mischief for making graffiti. Both misdemeanors. She's a freshman in engineering and computer science.
What's she graffiti?
Appears to be in support of campus protest against a series. Wait, it is a pro-protest, so she's on the other side of it, and she got arrested for having graffiti.
Well, you can't just put graffiti on
in support of campus buildings. I mean, what a moron.
Thanks for the airdrop, by the way.
Isn't this whole story just, I mean...
Is that?
Go to HR. Yeah,
this Bentley just seems so college campus 2019 to me. I mean, this whole sit-ins.
I like the idea that campuses are doing sit-ins again. That's kind of fun.
I know, but it was about the Vietnam War last time. This is about airdrops of a manifesto. And that's what started this thing was, I believe, the airdrops, which they said is a hoax. But then this other girl came forward and said I was... verbally assaulted by four students, and then the swastika in the snow. And the swastika in the snow, I'm just picturing some moron making a swastika in the snow who's probably just bored, drunk.
Footstep, yeah.
I mean, really?
How tight were those angles?
Should that even be mentioned as part of this story?
No.
Well, you know, that's how they spread their manifesto.
Yes, in the snow.
By putting symbols in the snow.
Did they bring blow dryers out to melt the snow so the swastika would go away?
And if you didn't like it, couldn't you just, like, march over it and make a new line?
Sure, yeah, make it into a square.
Or a pinwheel.
And I got to tell you that the video they showed, I think students were walking out on this chancellor. It was like, oh, my God, I've never seen.
Chancellor? You mean, like, from the Third Reich?
Oh, my God.
Oh, they should demand he changes his name.
His title. I'm more intrigued.
No, they're walking. I mean, honestly, it was like, wow. Because I just walked in on the story, and I see this, and Syracuse students walk out. And I'm like, wow, that's the angriest group of people I've ever seen in my life. I wonder what happened to them.
So, man, I got tricked by, this isn't clickbait, but I got tricked by another headline on Syracuse.com after that story of the arrest.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Tebow sobs as he said goodbye to his dog. Tim Tebow's dog passed away.
Oh,
I don't want to see that.
I know. What?
Wait, he put that up online? Are you fucking kidding me?
Canine, as they call.
Do you want to hear it now?
What
what a sweet boy.
Yeah, I'll listen to him because that's
sweet boy.
That's so stupid.
He's still alive there. Why is he crying?
No, Tebow.
Getting ready to put him down, probably.
His dog looks okay, too.
Why would you put that on?
Hey, he sends his dog to Blue Pearl, too. I'm serious.
Are they chained? I didn't even know that.
I guess. He says thanks for taking care of him when he was sick. Blue Pearl Vet and UF Small Animal Vet Hospital. Go Gators. Oh, poor Timmy Tebow. Then there's a picture of him.
Wait, he put music on it?
Yeah. Oh,
Sarah McLachlan.
Brandon might have added it. There's also a picture of him Tebowing at his gravesite.
Jesus.
Oh.
Way to bring down the room, Tim.
There he is, Tebowing.
My God, you're right.
He's not. Seriously. He's not.
What do you think is? Well, what do you think
he's
his dog's
not
name
Tebowing
is?
At the gravesite?
Yeah, it totally is.
Wait, why did he? Just...
Trudy, is he Tebowing at the gravesite?
He's Tebowing at the gravesite.
What?
And his the dog's gravesite for as much as he loved it is two sticks tied together.
Thank you. Thank you, Trudy. I think this dog deserves a better gravesite.
Yeah, right. Sticks.
Guess what his dog's name is? And it's not related to the University of Florida. That's your first hint, but it's related to somebody else.
Jump pass.
Bronco. But I like that answer. Bronco.
Jump pass.
Well, you like the jump pass.
I was going to say Abraham or Job.
Circumcised. Kennedy Broadwell liked his Tebowing at the gravesite picture.
What?
Just thought I'd point that out. I'm going to like it, too.
Oh, my God. Trudy, I have to recover from this. This start has been so hard.
I think
I
might be recover from it. I might be rocked by it, too.
That and the next one, please.
He's such a good guy. I find it hard to believe, Tim Tebow.
It is a little hard to believe. I think he really is a good guy, but why did you put that online?
I don't
know. First of all, it makes me think of my dog dying, which is horrible.
Yeah, me too.
But he's not doing it for attention.
Brandon and I are the real victims here.
I agree.
We said I'm re-traumatized. Yeah. I'm gonna start gathering up all this PC lingo.
We got a photo of Bill and Mags right there. I'm just gonna stare at it and remember the good times.
Tim Tebow for Halloween went as Braveheart, which was Mel Gibson, and you know,
cultural appropriation.
Not only that, but you know, Mel Gibson and his little anti-Semitic.
Oh yeah,
he's looking for reasons to cancel people. So stupid.
We should just cancel so many people that people can't be canceled anymore, and you just push it so hard. People get sick of it.
You know what I thought was funny about this story, the Barkley story? I really kind of want Alexi McCammond to be canceled, the bitch who lost it over this joke. But she won't be canceled, will she? Because she's female, she's black, so she won't be canceled.
I don't think she should be canceled anyway.
No, I don't think she should either. But people have been canceled for less.
No, I just, I don't know.
She's writing something someone said
off the record.
It's so typical of today's media world that she tries to cancel Barkley, and then is almost immediately they try to cancel her because of her old tweet.
But for her trying to cancel him, yeah. I think she should be canceled.
I don't want her to be canceled for that or for her old tweets. I want her to be fired for breaking the rule of being off the record.
Well, but Mark, when it's domestic violence or violence against a woman, it's different. No, that goes on the record automatically.
But it's
Alexi McCammon said so.
But it wasn't.
Even when it's a joke.
He didn't hit her. He didn't say he wanted to hit her. He didn't hit her. It was a stupid joke. We can all agree, right? That is not the best joke.
I didn't think it was that stupid, honestly. Is it really that big a deal? If I hit women, that says I don't hit women.
I don't think it's the best thing to say to
a reporter. It's not the best. It's not my favorite joke. I just don't think it's that...
I don't know, it's Charles Barkley to me.
It's just another Charles Barkley.
I agree wholeheartedly with that, but I don't understand. I mean, the need to make that, I don't know. What is he going to win by making that joke?
Well, I don't think he'll make it again.
No,
I think that's the end
won't.
Of that joke.
I hope it doesn't have any kind of chilling effect on him either. He's made his career by saying...
She is trying to maintain the victim position, by the way, by saying that all these people are calling her the N-word, and she...
That's not Barkley.
Well, she has posted some pretty nasty stuff.
I know, but I'm not letting her be the victim. She is not the victim. She's the tattletale brat.
She's not a victim of Charles Barkley.
No. She's a victim of Twitter trolls. She should be.
Well, none of us are victims when it comes to what's going on at Zot Ford. Brandon isn't the only one nailing
Zot Ford is the victim, Trudy. They are the victim of Gabbar's madness.
Oh, yeah. Right. Jeez, what a lunatic.
I know. It's crazy.
Yeah, the trifecta and locks of the week going on here, and then they got the idea, and suddenly Gabbar, Stacey, Anthony, Jessica, and all
the
hottest.
We're
the
victim for stealing the lock of the week.
You're insane!
Oh my God,
it's true. There are victims all over the place.
Brandon is the victim.
It's a victim, yeah.
The victimist.
I agree.
Right?
You're going to have your lock of the week, right?
Because they're busting in on Brandon's territory.
Oh, shit.
For a short time, Zot Ford and Holly is offering their lock of the month, which... is a never-before-seen trifecta, which will more than double your paycheck. Part one is getting 0% financing up to 72 months on your next new Ford. Part two, on top of 0%, you'll make no payment on your new Ford for 3 months. That's all the way through the holidays and beyond. And finally, the lock of all locks, part three, in addition to 0% and no payments for 90 days, Zot Ford will line your pockets with up to $7,000 in cash. Yeah. $7,000, nice. $7,000 in cash when you buy or lease a new Ford. Take that cash and purchase your loved one gifts for the holidays
or keep it for yourself.
Boring and copay bills keep it for yourself. Take your family or yourself on a dream vacation.
What?
That'd be nice right now, you know? Hammock, sand,
in Florida.
Beach. Yeah. Tess was telling me it's 80 degrees there.
Leave your... husband and
everyone.
One-year-old infant daughter.
Pick up the phone and call Anthony directly to activate your lock trifecta of the month with 0% financing, no payment until after the holidays, and $7,000 in cash in your pocket. And the number is, and this is important because you have to call them and demand your trifecta, 248-215-5151. The magic number, 248-215-5151. Call Anthony now before Brandon tries to put the kibosh on Zot Ford's ultimate lock.
You tell them!
Tell them.
Yes, I have an open weekend as Kristen has taken a well-deserved vacation.
Aww.
But it's not really open.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's just you and Maddie.
It's me and Matt. Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God.
So this
the
is
two
like
of you.
My first
Daddy
test
daughter.
Of being alone with her for an entire weekend.
Aw, that's cool. What?
It is?
No, that's kind of cute. A daddy-daughter thing.
Well, we always have Daddy Maddie Fridays, but
she won't remember a minute of it. Just saying.
It's going to be difficult.
She will. She'll remember it all.
Dr. Roche is all about breast enhancement for the holidays. Gummy bear saline implants for $3,500. There are other procedures as well.
Boobs!
To reperkify breasts that have suffered a loss of elasticity and the holiday specials, like two areas of Dysport or Botox. Get the third area for free. Everybody knows what Botox does, right? And Dysport takes out the deep creases in your forehead and some of the other parts of your face from all the consternation that we deal with because of people being canceled. Restylane special. Buy one syringe of Restylane. Get the second syringe of Restylane $100 off. Holiday breast augmentations, $3,500 on saline breast implants and BBL. You can get six treatments of that for $1,200. Regular $2,325. Diva therapy, three treatments, $4,500. It's on special from $38.50, and you get a free G-spot, too, $1,200 value. And Serona will lose inches before Christmas so that you look good in your Christmas morning outfit or whatever it is. The new clothes that you get for Christmas, non-invasive 11 treatments, $353. It's regular $1,600, so that's huge. And all of this at the offices of Dr. Roche, DRROCHE.com to see all of the improvements and all the different procedures, too, you can choose from, or go to 248-338-1110.
All righty. Man, I just read something really funny today, just clearly out of nowhere. It was it were screenshots of rude conversations on Craigslist.
Mm. On Craigslist?
Yeah, they're really funny, though. Oh, where?
There's
this website that's got, like, everything. Jobs, pets, cars, ice dancing suits. I mean, you can find anything there.
There's back and forth on Craigslist?
Yes.
I did not know that.
When's the last time you've been on Craigslist?
Not that long
ago. Never.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, no, sell never. Stuff.
Craigslist to me massage, was like 2010. I don't know. I've never.
After Backpage shut down, where are you going to get your massage from?
16 screenshots.
Right?
16 screenshots. Of
no, I got Backpage. I got
Zeus heard me.
That reference. Yeah, he laughed.
I do a show for Zeus. Sorry, Drew.
Go 16 ahead. Screenshots of incompetent people on Craigslist. Okay. This is somebody trying to get a cheap car repaired before they buy it from the person who they've not offered to repair it, the people selling it.
It just seems like a bad deal from the get-go then.
But it still runs, right? And this is the guy selling it. Yeah, it runs. Engine and clutch are good, but it has a small radiator leak, so you got to throw water in it maybe once a week.
Oh, I had a car like that.
Can you get it fixed before I buy it?
It ain't got no gas in it.
I'm sorry, I don't have the extra money to get it fixed, but I don't think $450 is a lot to ask for a car that runs great with minimal problems. I just want it out of my driveway. Well, if I give you the $450, you can get it fixed, and then I'll take it. It's a good deal, because I've seen your ad twice already, so you haven't been able to sell it.
Oh, my God. What a pain in the ass.
I know, what a dick.
Jesus.
Wait. You want me to use the $450 to fix whatever's wrong with the radiator and keep the rest as payment for the car? That sounds good. Plus, in a couple months, I'm giving it to my uncle that needs a car. No thanks. Good luck, though. Well, fuck your uncle. Who cares about
Nobody
your uncle?
Cares.
Was that supposed to make me want to fix the car?
Oh, wow.
Okay, so here's someone. I saw the free dishwasher you have on Craigslist. I live in Smyrna, though. Got anything else to throw in to make it worth my time?
Oh, my God. It's free.
The guy says, I'll tell you what, I'll knock half off the asking price. Okay, so this person's looking for a Walmart price match. Just swung by Walmart and looked. They have a bookshelf for $40 on sale. Offer $30 for yours today if you can bring it to Smith's Grove. So you want me to deliver you for $45 less than my asking price? Well, it's pointless for me to give you $75 when Walmart has them at $40.
Well, go to Walmart.
It says, the shelf at Walmart is made of Chinese plastic. Go ahead and buy it if you want cheap trash. Mine is mostly actual wood. I love when you force a guy selling a 75-foot shelf to brag and point out how wonderful his shelf is. I drive a Toyota Celica. I don't have a trailer or truck. What you don't drive is a hard bargain.
Oh, good comeback.
Hey, saw your listing on Craigslist. I want to let you know I'll be picking it up shortly. What do you mean, the TV or the couch? Do you even know the address? Yes, TV, I'll be taking that. $100. I can be there quick in 20 minutes. Dude, it's $250. No lowballing. You said in post 100, it's lemon law. My uncle's a lawyer. Plus, who else is going to buy your crud TV so quick? Give it to me now. I'm low on gas. Address? 10101 Fuck Off Lane.
11111111.
This person.
We were selling something once on Craigslist, and this guy was being kind of a dick about haggling.
Yeah.
To the point where it's like, I didn't even want to sell it to him. Like, if it was anybody else, you know, it would have been like, yeah, okay. I think it was this, like a $50 picture in a frame.
And it's not much money anyway.
Well, he wanted it for like $25, but he's being kind of a dick about it.
My responsibility ended at ka-ching.
Want to know what happened to that picture? I put it out in the garbage. I'd rather throw it away than sell it to that guy for $25.
I love that you stand for something.
Well, like I explained it to Julie. I said our cost for it was zero, and we're getting zero back. I don't want to see it anymore.
I think it would have been cooler if you broke it and videotaped it and sent him the tape.
Damn, and then put it in the garbage. I should have thought of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, what? Maybe the joke's on me. Maybe he swung by and picked it out of my trash, and he got it for free. And he's telling a different version of the story.
Ooh, that'd be grim.
I wouldn't care.
This person got mad about a free cabinet, said they were on the way when the seller had only posted the name of the city they were located in. Is it real wood or particle board? Unfortunately, someone just came by to get it. Sorry about that. Wow, I was already on my way to Raleigh. Man, I'm going to tell you something. You motherfuckers in Raleigh need to learn that. That even you tell somebody they can't get something, that you don't goddamn give it to someone else. That is not the way to do business.
What?
Go to a store. There's so many.
Fire me. Yeah. Yeah, there's so many stores.
Selling cheap things. God.
There's somebody. I've got $100 for PS4 right now. Wow, now you only need $80 more. Can you take $140? No. I got a PS4 Pro, dumbass. Then why do you need a PS4, buddy? For a gift for someone, idiot. Well, keep looking. Have a nice day.
Pal.
Fucking assholes. This person requesting 40 logo designs for $10? I'll pay you $10 for 40 drawings.
Wow, 10 bucks. What did those drawings come back like?
Don't.
40 drawings. Ridiculous. Let's see. The seller decided to up the price in the frames when someone was interested. Oh, hi, Dave. Sorry for the delay. I do still have them. However, would you be angry if I said I was considering raising the price? At first, I said I wanted to sell them to get rid of them. After a while, I thought about it and I wanted to raise the price. I just forgot to change the post. Would you still be interested in them if I just wanted to sell them for more? What the fuck?
Well, you know how that deal turned out, right?
Here's a lawnmower. Hi, is the Craftsman cutter still for sale? So dumb. Yeah, unfortunately, someone is coming to look at it in about an hour. $700, and it's a deal.
$700?
Sorry, there's another guy coming to look at it before you. Also, the lowest I can go is $1,500. It's only got 50 hours on it. I doubt it. You don't get it. Mine broke, and I need to replace it.
It's not his problem.
No. I don't get it.
I do understand. Trust me. But like I said, you're second in line. Plus, your offer's too low. I need it tonight. My trailer's not big enough. $725, and you deliver it. Deal.
What?
This happens all the time where it's a one-way conversation.
I know.
And someone just wants to do it their way.
Yeah, they think they're... He thinks he's cutting a deal. Maybe all these people read The Art of the Deal by Trump.
May be the worst negotiator I've ever seen.
Look, man, I can't make it any clearer to you. If you can double your offer and come get it yourself, then maybe if the guy before you doesn't buy it, we'll have a deal. Are you crazy? You're stupid if you think that's going to happen. I could buy it new for $1,200.
Spell new, K-N-E-W.
This guy can't negotiate his way out of a paper bag.
So is it just people trying to get an argument?
They want a bargain because they're on Craigslist.
No, you couldn't. It's $1,800 at Sears right now. Sears. Mm-hmm. Why are you being a dick? ? Fuck you, dick. Okay, look, man, you seem to know your stuff. I'll sell it to you for $680, but you have to come get it. Where at? And then he gives him an address. Can you be there in 30 minutes? And then he says, zip code. And then he goes, on my way.
Why do you need a zip code?
And then he goes,
something up.
Where are you? This took me to the hardware store. And then the guy tells him, go inside Sears.
Oh.
They'll sell you this $680 mower you agreed to buy. And he sent a picture of the mower for $680.
Wow, sick burn.
That's brilliant.
What the hell, you fuck? That's not fair. You lied. You agreed with me. So now you have to sell it. Oh, I will. A nice guy named James is going to be here in an hour. Fuck you. I'm going to find you.
Now you have to sell it. Wow.
I was wondering if the futon was still available. Yes, futon is outside. You don't deliver? LOL. No, it's free.
There's a futon outside and somebody still
wants
to buy it.
Why would someone deliver a
something
free?
That's free. No, free. That's why you have it. That's why you give it away for free.
Jesus. Oh my God, people are such weasels. You see any more good ones, Brandon?
Oh, Craigslist is a disaster some days.
Have you ever, I mean, you've bought things on Craigslist?
No, I've
that
sold
were
things.
Worth it? So
I've
you,
sold things.
You only
yeah.
use it to sell things.
Yeah, I like getting rid of stuff. I don't like getting new stuff.
You, just, you don't like to.
I don't know why my house isn't empty. I don't know how there's more stuff coming in. It's like Amazon brings it and I try to get rid of it.
Did you see the one about the, I can't find my reference for this bike. They stopped manufacturing. I can offer $30. Thank you. $30? I've gotten over three times that offered. Sorry, but if that's the most you can do, I'm going to have to pass. Yep, 30. Yes, I typed numerically. You might have a vision problem if you're typing that number back to me with a question mark. Seriously?
Sure.
What? Oh, yeah, because he had 30 question mark when he wrote back.
Yeah.
If you've received offers over three times that, then why are you emailing me? You trying to shake my offer? You feel like a big businessman?
Everyone's so angry.
By the way, you did not address my questions regarding the manufacturing. You sorry? That's okay. Don't be upset. I'm fine. I could do more if you answered intelligently my question and knew what it is you were actually selling. How about that? You're going to have to pass. How about I pass on your fudge job of offering Craigslist bicycles for sale this time, waster?
Whatever, tough. Everyone's a tough guy.
People are addicted to fighting.
Hey, I tell you what. You can take a good look at a butcher's ass by sticking your head up there, but wouldn't you rather take his word for it?
No need to get hostile. If you're offering $30, I don't expect you to go that high, so I didn't see a need to answer your question. As long as you're responding, let you know I couldn't go that low. Thanks for your offer. Have a good day. I'm sorry. You're the aggressor, answering my email and a question in a condescending and non-responsive manner. You're a waste of time. You are not logical. You are shady business. Now you're explaining yourself. Keep hiding under your pretense.
Did the guy, Brandon had it up on the screen, did he reply by just correcting every misspelling of the word your? Every time he did it wrong.
He says, I'm a person selling a bike, not a business. I would have been happy to give you the information, although I found the details by simply searching for the title I put on my ad. I'm not being condescending. I'm trying to be civil.
My father says everything's negotiable.
What is wrong with these people?
Well, everyone's looking for a deal and a bargain, and then they think they're getting screwed.
But you know what? You're going to okay boomer me, but the classifieds are better because you don't argue with them.
What are those?
Okay, boomer.
Just, you know, go, and if you don't like it, you're not going to buy it.
Actually, like the Facebook or Neighborhood are pretty good. The Neighbor, you ever seen Neighborhood? Is it Neighborhood.com? Nextdoor, I'm sorry.
Nextdoor.
Where they're supposed to all be in your area. Oh, my God. There's some of the funniest fights on there. In my area, it's all about Coolidge Road going down to one lane. There's a lot of fighting and arguing about it.
There's a ton of commerce on the Facebook one. I've been using Let Go.
Ooh, what's that?
Oh, yeah.
Let Go. I don't know. I've seen a couple of their commercials, and so I sold some stuff on there.
Really? You did?
Yeah, it works pretty well. I mean, for what it is.
Julie's had good success with the Facebook one. So has Maz. Wasn't Maz selling some crap on Facebook?
Maz is buying McDonald's toys on there. He's always searching for the McDonald's toys or helmets.
I got to find some to upcharge him with then.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Remember, he was just looking for the McDonald's glasses with Mayor McCheese.
Oh, that's right. He sent that picture. I should have replied to it because I have all those.
When does he like McDonald's so much? It's Batman and Seinfeld.
He called the guy and he was like, sorry, man, all these glasses are taken. And Maz was like, damn, I just missed out.
Here's the last one.
See if he's selling anything. I'm going to look it up.
Hey, is the car still available? Hello? Yes, it's still available. It's gotten lots of interest, so if you want to come see it, let me know ASAP. Smiley face. That sounds great. Thanks so much. I'll definitely consider it a strong option. Okay, so when can you come by to see it? Well, as of right now, I'm not exactly sure. I'm checking out a few cars in the area tomorrow. Then the next day, I work full-time and won't get the chance. I'm thinking sometime next week. That doesn't fly with me. Either you come see it tomorrow or nothing. Please don't waste my time. It's valuable. Excuse me? You heard. Listen, buddy. Come by tomorrow at 5, cash in hand, or quit yakking.
Yakking.
Is this a joke? If you're serious, I'm no longer interested. Good luck. Ha! I was completely kidding. I have a weird sense of humor. So, when you want to come by? Like I said, probably early next week. I'm going to be busy next couple days with work and checking out some other potential options. I'll keep you updated. All right, this time I'm being nice. This car is my baby. I'm not going to let it be on someone else's low list. It deserves to be someone's priority, you know? So forget it. Good luck. Where do you live? I said good luck. I'm not telling you where I live. Why did you ask me that? I said, where do you live? Tell me. No, bye. I'm going to call the police on you for lemonry and deluding me. Fuck you!
Lemonry?
Lemonry.
Is that a real thing?
You are one stupid motherfucker. You had your chance and you blew it. I tried to be nice, but you couldn't contain your cruelty. I'm insulted and enraged. If you don't answer me, I will call the police on you for foul lemonry.
Lemonry? You sold me a lemon.
This goes on. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it goes on for a long time.
He says, so why don't you come by tomorrow at 5? We can get down to business. I think it's going to be a hard no for me. Good luck. You don't seem to give a flying fuck. Do you enjoy playing this game of cat and mouse where you wiggle a piece of cheese under my nose and then scurry away?
Oh, my God.
Dude, please quit meth. I'm going to report you, slime bags. I'll message every other car dealer on Craigslist and tell them you're an absolute sham.
Well, that's worth your time.
Fuck yourself and good night. Get some help, please. You're blocked.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh, man.
Oh,
him.
My. Oh,
dude,
my.
Dude, please quit meth. That's an awesome.
Ugh.
Awesome.
Yep. Good point.
So many angry people.
When did it become okay to be such a dick?
Because you don't see the people. It's anonymous.
I know, but, anonymous. I mean, we're adults here. I mean.
No, we're not.
Human
not
beings. Online. We're raising children. We're trying to be responsible and pay our
don't
bills and live our lives.
With me.
So why do we go on this stupid thing called the internet and turn into a complete fucking dick? Or is it just, is it just like a few dicks who are just on there all day and don't work for a living? I don't know.
I'll fuck you up.
It seems like it's a lot of people, doesn't it?
Nobody knows who you are.
Anonymous.
Yeah,
there's
no consequences because you're anonymous.
Anonymous.
Some people are saying the holidays are time for caring, sharing, and giving gifts to the ones we love, but our friends at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsInTheD.com are doing just that, sharing their love by giving you the gift of employee pricing for everyone on most 2019 models in stock. Lease the new 19 Ram 1500 Crew Cab Bighorn Edition for $198 a month, or if it's Jeeps you love, lease a new 20 Jeep Cherokee Limited All-Wheel Drive for just $189 a month. If you're like listener Alan and want to roll in the Mac Daddy of Jeeps, lease a 20 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $255 a month. Go celebrate the holidays with employee pricing for everyone with no discount code needed. Only at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and deals in the D.
Maybe the worst negotiator I've ever seen.
They're giving it all away.
Detroit School of Rock and Pop. Oh, we got an event coming up. It reminds me.
A concert?
Yeah,
performance?
It is a concert.
Cool.
Kind of, I think.
I'd like to see you play a concert sometime.
Now's your chance, Mel.
Sherry wants us to tell you that at Detroit School of Rock and Pop Music, they provide exciting, motivating music lessons. Wait, no, that's not it.
I do not want him coming out on stage unless he's hard.
That is not the Detroit School of Rock and Pop. Damn it. They do have an event.
I'm going to go to their website.
Sherry.
Maybe I can find it.
Yeah. You're doing awesome
like
on our spot.
Oh,
here it is. It's their annual fundraiser.
Oh, cool.
It's a telethon they tape at the school, kind of like the old Jerry Lewis telethons back in the day. People can watch it on Facebook. It raises money for scholarship programs and equipment grants. They have lots of musical acts, comedy bits, and other tomfoolery.
I love tomfoolery.
Detroit School of Rock and Pop Music on Facebook. And they started, it's an adult scholarship, actually. They had an adult guitar student for many years who played in many of their bands, too. And by the way, if you want to be in a band, if you're an adult and you're playing, I want to play with other people. Call the Detroit School of Rock and Pop Music. Or if you have a, maybe you and your son want to go take.
I am so good at music.
You want to take lessons together, or your daughter, mother, son, whatever.
I do sit at the piano and do lots of work. Yeah.
It's actual audio of someone, a successful graduate of the Detroit School of Rock and Pop.
No, it wasn't.
888-988-ROCK.
Derek's so honest.
Or go online at www.detroitschoolofrockandpop.com. So there.
I don't know how to do it.
Do we have new Derek drops? Do
I see you on Friday?
You know, every once in a while we kind of double check because...
Doesn't seem like... I could swear I hear new Derek.
No, we have a bunch of them, but we're always looking because Derek pops in every now and again.
He does request on his YouTube channel.
Derek is phenomenal. He's a music savant. He's friendly as can be.
I follow one on YouTube. Let's see what he's got recently. Let's see. This is his newest one, I believe.
I only want it if he's talking.
Sometimes
Bill!
He
does. Bill!
The very end.
I must be somewhere over the rainbow, Kelly.
Loves Kelly.
Kelly. Happy Christmas, Kelly.
That's it?
It's Kelly. Is she there?
Yeah, I think that's his.
I can do that.
Videographer, maybe?
See you on Friday.
Then why is he putting it on YouTube if it's for Kelly? She's right there.
The clapping, does that make me happy when I'm playing Liam?
Let's see what he says at the end. Anything? That's it?
Derek?
Was it about a year, wasn't it?
He's losing his
That's
flair.
A new drop, isn't it?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, we just put one up something 2 hours ago. Pins and needles.
What? Oh, my God. I'm so psyched.
Hashtag piano cover. Hashtag autism.
I don't know how old I am, no.
So I'm going to play Pachelbel's Canon.
All right.
Sweet. This is how much fun people have at the Detroit School of Rock and Pop.
Whoa. Look at him tickling those ivories.
So good at music.
End with a flurry.
Come on, Derek.
Derek? Derek.
Thank you.
That's it?
Did he say that? Was that live?
No, that was not live.
Brandon!
Sorry. I love Derek. He's got a great attitude on life. Blind since birth.
I would like to play Ape Misbehaving. Nice and lively. Yeah!
Yeah!
I love his inflection.
Nice and lively. Yeah!
He's just a happy guy.
He gets fired up.
And they can teach you to play the keys like him.
So, the Prince Andrew story just gets funnier every day. I don't know why I'm enjoying this.
Because he's an asshole.
It's really horrible, but he loses his gig. I mean, as if he has a job. But then you find out that the Queen pays him $320,000 a year. Which is, for what? For being her son?
Yeah. For making public
appearances. His allowance. For making his bed.
He has sponsors, too. So he gets paid by all these flipping people, not just the queen. The children, by the way, lose their royal perks.
Wait, what?
So happy?
What do you mean?
His children lose their royal perks.
What royal perks?
I don't know.
I mean, Secret Service type thing?
Access?
Too?
Yeah, all that stuff.
Security?
They can't come to the palace anymore?
They probably don't lose shit.
Oh, my God. Beatrice must be so pissed. This is on the cusp of her wedding.
I know. Brandon's all sympathetic to Beatrice.
Yeah, she didn't do anything wrong because her dad's a pervert.
Why can't she have a normal wedding like every other putz?
Yeah.
Well, this one wasn't going
to
be.
Or is it Westminster Abbey? Fuck her.
It wasn't going to be televised or anything.
Well, you don't know that. In the UK, it probably was. His office
in Buckingham. Well, you know, it's tough being a single mom, you know.
His office is Buckingham Palace. Bye.
Ooh. His office. Oh, my God. I would love to see his office and what he did there.
Well, get this. He has a number of employees. He has multiple secretaries who apparently are going to be laid off.
What
does he need secretaries for? To make his plane reservations?
To schedule really bad.
To tell his Secret Service people where he's going?
Schedule really bad interviews?
Yeah.
To which, by the way, Patty Parley sent me a text, which I thought this was great. He said, which interview was worse, Prince Andrew's or Jerry Sandusky's with Bob Costas.
Oh, wow.
Can we listen to Sandoz back again?
You and I listened to a lot of it before the show.
I thought he was innocent for a while, and maybe that was maybe that was why.
There is no doubt in my mind which one is worse. And maybe because Costas was really good in it, but Sando is just, he's just out of it, man. Remember all the horseplay he kept talking about in the shower?
Let's hear it.
When asked about
I think we need to revisit this. No one else is revisiting this today, by the way. This is very special programming. I want you to know this.
With any of these underage boys?
Yes, I am.
Never touched their genitals, never engaged in oral sex.
Right.
What about Mike McQuarrie, the grad assistant who in 2002 walked into the shower where he says, in specifically 10 or 11 years old, that his hands were up against the shower wall and he heard rhythmic slap, slap, slapping sounds, and he described that as a rape?
I would say that that's false.
What would be his motive to lie?
You'd have to ask him that.
Maybe this wasn't such a great idea.
In the shower, the night that Mike McQuarrie happened upon you and the young boy.
This will explain it all.
Okay, we were showering and horsing around. And
with
he
a 10-year-old?
All the showers on and was actually sliding across the floor. And, and we were, as I recall, possibly like snapping a towel, a horseplay.
In 1998,
that's a good excuse. That's the only excuse we'd accept.
Shower with her son and inappropriately touching him. Two detectives eavesdrop on her conversations with you, and you admit that maybe your private parts touched her son.
It's crazy.
What happened there?
It's really weird.
Well,
huh?
I can't exactly recall what was said there.
I just told you.
In terms of.
When I was trying to line my penis up with his mouth.
If he felt that way, then I was wrong.
Made it up.
During one of those conversations, you said, "I understand. I was wrong. I wish I could get forgiveness. Speaking now with the mother, I know
that?
I won't get it from you. I wish I were dead." A guy falsely accused or a guy whose actions have been misinterpreted doesn't respond that way, does he?
Oh, good boy.
They lie.
I don't know. I didn't say, to my recollection, that I wish I were dead. I was hopeful that we could reconcile things.
Shortly after that, in 2000, a janitor said that he saw you performing oral sex on a young boy in the showers in the Penn State locker facility. Did that happen?
No.
How could somebody think they saw something as extreme and shocking as that when it hadn't occurred? And what would possibly be their motivation to fabricate
it? Question.
You'd have to ask them.
you already used it.
Nice answer, Sando.
It seems that if all of these accusations are false, you are the unluckiest and most persecuted man that any of us has ever heard about.
Wow. Oh, I don't know what you want me to say. I don't think that these have been the best days of my life.
Sandusky's
attorney. Defense! Defense!
Two Penn State administrators walk.
Did you kill that?
No, nice computer.
Ooh. Oh, no, my audio's dead.
Oh, no.
On a scale from 1 to 10, how old should you be?
Oh, no!
What happened?
And it also says here that.
Oh. What is going on?
I think somehow I think Sandor did a better job than Prince Andrew.
Would you like to go to Neverland Ranch?
What?
Nice computer, Mark.
I quit.
God. What the hell's going on over there?
Can you play the drops then?
I guess.
Aw. Mark, yes, I can.
Trudy, what do you think, Sando or...
And it also says here that Penn State prefers to be losing at halftime? Because at Penn State, they like when you're a little behind in the locker room.
Wow.
That work for you.
Those are good ones.
Would you like to go to Neverland Ranch, a Catholic church, or Penn State University? We're having fun here, aren't we? Two Penn State administrators walk into a butt.
That's so dumb.
On a scale from 1 to 10, how old should you be to stay away from Penn State?
That's great.
Yeah. No, I would, I think, prefer to see Prince Andrew be uncomfortable because the Sando interview is really hard to listen
to. But Sando says less, and when you fuck up, I mean, it's better not to say so much.
Right.
Yeah, but his excuses aren't very believable either. They're sliding around in the shower.
Yeah.
So he's snapping towels. That happens.
Horseplay.
Horseplay. I mean, there's horseplay in locker rooms.
Did you see the other royal news today?
Today. Wait, I did.
No one in the royal family is, quote, checking in, texting, or speaking to Harry or Meghan.
Not even Thomas?
No, in the royal family.
Oh, that's right. He's not a...
None of them are checking in.
Not even.
Oh, no. Because she's a bitch.
No one's Nobody talking likes
her.
To her.
No,
one's
no one likes her.
What a bad time for the royal family. Everything is just falling apart. You got old man crashing cars. You got Andrew doing perverted deals.
But you know what it sets up perfectly for? Will and Kate to take over and unify the country.
Will and Kate are the only ones that have like a level head on things.
And they may have to do it.
And Charles, but no one cares about Charles because he's a load.
I think Meghan Markle is, it's obvious, they all love Wills.
Mm-hmm.
They all love him.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got to be her.
Oh, you mean Harry. They all love Harry.
Harry.
Especially Hewitt.
yeah, Hewitt.
Harry Hewitt.
Well, they've got an important link. DNA. I just think that Harry got along with everyone. Yeah. Everyone loved Harry. I loved Harry.
He was a party animal. He's a blast.
He's my favorite royal.
By far.
He didn't seem creepy at all. He seemed like he was having fun.
And I think his penis is doing the talking. He thought, this girl is so hot, I got to marry her.
Wait a second. He's had a lot of other hot chicks.
I know, but she probably sucked it up and tried not to be a bitch while he was going out with her. And then the minute they got married, here comes Beast Markle.
I think he likes the idea of this American actress.
Probably does.
That's part of it.
And she likes the idea of being a princess.
Boy, they're so good.
And
get
she
divorced.
Probably, I bet you there's nothing on her mind more often than somehow disparaging Wills and Kate.
Oh,
some
yeah.
scandal.
Yeah, without a doubt.
She's probably
Kate's
working.
Staying miles away.
She's
from
constantly her. Probably working on photoshopping Kate's head on some guard's dick. At the palace.
She can just Google that. She doesn't spend that much time on it.
Oh, my.
She's just sending him bad Photoshops.
I mean, look at the way she treats Thomas.
I know. He's had two.
I mean, Andrew flies to New York to break up with Epstein. Does she fly to see Thomas Markle to tell him it's over? No.
He's had not one, but two fake heart attacks.
It is royal etiquette to break up with him in person.
Ooh.
Absolutely. No, she's ghastly. She's the worst.
I got really excited today. A blast from the past. Do you remember?
David Hartman?
Do you remember the name Tangeray from the show and interviewing someone named Tangeray?
Yeah, the name sounds stupidly familiar.
She was the cover model for Over 50 Magazine, a.k.a. Uncle Magazine.
Yes, yes.
She popped up in the news today.
What?
Drew, it blew my mind so much so that I had like.
Was she hot back in the day when she was.
And over 50?
Well,
no. Brandon, go
were
to
people saying uncle when they saw our pictures.
Go to Humans of New York. So it's a blog. I think the Post does it where they just find New Yorkers and they tell their story. And they found this Tangeray, a 70s era stripper. And I'm like, that's got to be her. That's her, right?
Oh my God! Yeah. And did they mention she was in Over 50 Magazine?
No. And I thought that they talk about her stripper life and how she was making tons of money as a stripper in the 70s. I'm like,
Over 50 was renamed Uncle by Mike Clark because basically you looked at it until you said Uncle.
I remember we used to sneak that in your pile of prep or his pile of prep till he'd be going. Ah!
Can we see Tangeray in?
I can't.
Over 50?
Believe it or not, I searched a lot for Over 50 Magazine.
What?
And I could not find her.
Huh.
How crazy is that she's like still alive and is now becoming a thing again, I guess.
You know, I got an email the other day. There's a lot of women over 40 in my neighborhood who want to have sex, apparently. In my zip code.
You can expand that
search. 3 miles?
Yes.
Yeah. And it said, you want to go 3 miles, 6 miles, 9 miles?
They're very discreet.
And the women were hot and they're half nude. It was wild.
So what happened?
What does Tangeray mean?
What do you mean? That's her name.
I know, but
her parents gave it to her.
I know it's a brand of gin, but does it have like an actual meaning?
No,
and the reason I ask is because if you try to Google search it, you get a lot of really weird cartoon porn.
Weird.
So she says in this post, my stripper name was Tangeray. Back in the 70s, I was the only black girl making white girl money. I danced in so many mob clubs that I learned Italian. All my friends were gay people. All I did was gay bars, drag queen contests, Crisco disco. What's that? I don't even want to know. I don't even want to know.
Forget about it.
My friend Paris used to sit at the bar and sell stolen clothes from Bergdorf and Lord and Taylor.
So there's got to be a picture of her in the day online, right?
Well, there's one picture where she's holding a picture.
No, I'm not.
Like, there she is back. Like,
well,
the
where's
frame.
That picture so I can see it up close?
She also picked up a rabbi. That's fun. But it's just, I just laughed when I saw Tangeram. Like, there's no way.
That's unbelievable. It's incredible. But
I'm going to see if I can find the bit and play it at the end of the show today.
Her her talking about her friends were all gay.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know why. It reminded me of Pete Davidson's interview.
Oh, Lord.
Is it Paper Magazine?
Have you guys heard of that before?
Yeah, because they had the famous Kim Kardashian on the cover, breaks the internet.
They're always the ones that say, we break the internet. We just broke the internet.
Remember with the champagne going over on under her, the champagne glass on her butt?
I seriously cannot remember anything else.
Okay.
Do you guys look at that magazine a lot? I don't know.
No,
I'm just asking.
No, every once in a while they have an interview with a celebrity, so it pops up in the...
I just broke the internet.
Well, first of all, the interview... I found it really annoying, and I'm not a Pete Davidson fan. I'm really sick of his drama and him walking out on, you know, people pay money to see him at a club, and he walks out because the owner of the club said something he didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just seems like a real case. And I'm not making fun of him because he's depressed or whatever. I just think he's very strange, and he's...
I can still find
people
him
make
funny.
Make a joke about him, and he starts crying, and he wants to commit suicide, but he tells some hideous joke, and it's like, isn't that funny?
Yeah, no.
So
he's got a couple annoying things in the interview.
I found it annoying that the guy interviewing him is his friend.
Mm-hmm.
Why is his friend interviewing him? That's not... And the guy gives a preface by saying that, I met Pete, and... I'm gay, so I don't like hanging around with straight people, or I'm triggered by something about straight. I'm like, you know, I hate it when people say shit like that.
What? That's sexist.
Well, you know, I guess because it's a small group, you're allowed to say it, and I understand to some degree, but it's the same kind of broad brushing that gay people don't like, and anybody that's in a small group doesn't like that.
Yeah. Hey,
so it just seems strange that. You know, he's so quick to say that. And so he talks about meeting Pete Davidson, how wonderful he is. And he gets up to meet him and shakes his hand. And he loves gay people. And he's got tons of gay friends. But he doesn't talk about all his gay friends. Like people who have fake great, you know, who like to say they have gay friends because they think it's cool. I'm like, what are you talking about?
I don't know. That's a different life than I guess.
The whole thing was.
It's New York. Maybe.
Insanely annoying. And I think, he's just made him out to be, he's the greatest guy ever. And then at the end of the interview, strangely, he asks him of a comedian he doesn't think is funny. He
says, what super famous comedian have you never found funny? And Pete Davidson responds with, I hate David Spade, but I find him funny.
So he doesn't answer the question. He just takes a shot at David Spade. When that wasn't what he was asking, are there any comedians you hate? He said that you don't think are funny, right? Or did he say that you hate?
He just asked him he asked him which ones he doesn't find funny, and he responds with, I hate David Spade, but I do find him funny. The interviewer then says, yeah, he's gross, but he's funny. And Pete retorts with, yeah, can I just say that? David Spade's a disgusting human being.
What?
But
Why?
He is funny. If you're 17 and up, there's a chance David Spade has DM'd you. Can you write that? So I'm not sure if he's just. I think what has happened is Pete Davidson has dated women in the past who've gotten DMs from David Spade because David Spade. For
do
me,
we really guy, know that? I mean, I've said it before. I said, you know, because I tweeted at him a couple times and I actually thought he might answer, and then so I was going through all of his Twitter and going, oh. He responds to women when they like his tweet. He'll always respond, but he never responds to guys.
The dude does have really good luck with the women. The chicks that David Spade has been with, they're dime pieces.
But, you know, honestly, does he go out with 18-year-old girls? I don't think so.
Well, he's not changing girlfriends every 2 months like Davidson is. Then we have to hear about it.
I mean, he was going out with Heather Locklear 10 years ago. Before she went wacko. She's not that young.
I feel like Davidson has a story he wants to tell, but he's not telling it.
Yeah.
Well, but exactly. He completely makes him sound like he's a pedophile.
I think what has happened
is... He did say over 17.
I think he probably, you know, he dated... He's currently dating What's-Her-Butt's daughter.
Oh, who's he dating? Oh, so you mean Davidson.
Randy Gerber.
Yeah, who just turned 18, by the way.
Yeah.
But who's her mom?
Cindy Crawford.
Cindy Crawford's daughter. So I bet you maybe David Spade like sent her a message once and probably did it with Ariana Grande. It's probably his thing. Like, hey, girl, you want to hang out? And knowing David Spade and the luck he's had, it's probably worked in the past.
Who's Spade's girlfriend? Do we know?
Currently? Who knows? Dude, the guy is...
No, he pulls amazing women. He does. But I'm not aware of him going out with teenagers.
Let's just go through a quick...
Spade now.
Here's a quick recap of Spade's team photo.
Okay.
Christy Swanson.
Nice.
Laura Flynn Boyle.
Mm. She wasn't young.
Christy Allen. Or Krista Allen.
How old is she? I have no idea.
These women all look of age and... You know, at least his age.
How long ago that is, yeah.
Julie Bowen, Brittany Daniel. Oh, that's Brandy from Joe Dirt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Julie Bowen, wow.
Sarah Foster, who's pretty cute. Julie Barbary, who's a model.
Yeah, Julie Barbary.
Julian Barbary? He went with Julian Barbary?
Heather Locklear, Carmen Electra, Pamela Anderson, Nikki Whalen. Nikki Whalen is, what's her name? Paris Hilton's sister, Nikki.
Oh, Nikki Hilton.
Nikki Hilton. Jillian Grace, Nicole Sheridan.
Those girls aren't young.
Nicolette Sheridan, excuse me. Padmala Kashmi was a smoking hot model.
Shouldn't she just marry a Jonas brother?
Jasmine Waltz, Charlotte McKinney. Oh. Charlotte McKinney!
What?
Oh, damn.
Good for him.
Naya Rivera was very hot, but too. Ivy Levant.
These girls aren't...
The mystery blonde.
These girls aren't 20 years old.
No.
Which, I mean, that's a pretty bodacious thing to say.
Which leads me to believe that somebody that Pete Davidson had dated in the past received DMs.
It's probably the girl he's dating now.
Hey,
pull up his Twitter. I want you to see.
I just think it's strange that he's never linked with a girl that age.
He just posted a bit. I want you to play it. It shows how funny his sense of humor is. Yeah.
Guys, on a serious note,
yeah.
My pal Liz Carey, you might know, she wants to be a guest on the show. But she's going to have to earn it. So she's pretty classy and doesn't like lowbrow jokes. So we thought she'd be perfect for our Nobel Prize winning sequel segment, Fart and Run. Let's see a video. Now, Liz?
Yeah.
You didn't like the last time we did it, but guess what? It blew up the internet. So we are back.
She's wearing a fart machine that
Lauren's
Dave
a real
controls.
Reporter, so she's going to go in there and ask fake questions.
You know I have an Edward R. Murrow Award.
I don't know what that is, thank God. Okay, let's do this.
Where are you guys from?
Australia.
So what do you guys think about vaping? There's so much controversy. Do you think it's dangerous?
Yeah, I don't think it's good for you. That worse than smoking tobacco.
Oh my God, are you guys in a fraternity?
No, not at all.
Wish.
I don't really get that in Australia, but cool, whatever.
Do you guys have farts in Australia?
Yeah, we do. Farts.
Where are you from? Here?
Bronx.
What are you most excited about?
Okay,
living in
LA? Do you know what time it is? Sorry.
Let's do kazoo.
Oh, I don't know what that was. Fun one.
All right.
Did you fart when I came through here?
Absolutely not.
That was
girl.
She blamed the other chick.
Do you think that vaping is dangerous?
I love this.
I don't really have my own opinion, but I've heard some bad things about it.
I'd love to get asked a question. Oh my God, the humidity is. So, I'm so sorry. I'll come back.
I'm so sorry about that.
Yeah, no worries. All good. But yeah, I don't think vaping is like
the answers the question.
So we're just talking to people today about the fact that two women walked in space for the first time.
Hey, do you guys know what time it is?
She's stretching.
Oh my goodness. That's called a Tarzan a tutor.
Yeah, I think I will take Spade over Pete Davidson any day. Any day.
Well, I'm kind of like you, Brandon. Come on, say it. What are you saying? I mean, to say he DMs any girl that's 17, that's a pretty scurrilous thing to say.
That's why it leads me to believe that it's the most recent girlfriend, Cindy Crawford's daughter, who just turned 18.
Okay, well, say it then.
Yeah. They also asked him in the interview, they said, hey, do you want to talk about Ariana? No.
By the way, he's 26. Why is he banging some chick that just turned 18? I'm not a big fan of that either.
Really hot.
I know she's hot.
She looks
rules
just like
don't apply.
He really doesn't have to live by anybody else's.
I remember reading when he was dating Kate Beckinsale. This is what drives me fucking insane about this guy. How age difference doesn't mean anything. Oh, except when David Spade apparently is sitting on someone young. Then it matters. But when he's dating Kate Beckinsale, then people should shut up about this. Yeah.
Well, that's how it works with him, man.
Well, that's how everything works with him. I'm sick of him.
Thank you. Next.
Oh my God, what a song.
Hey, that was a good one.
We have a boner line today.
We do.
Yeah. I'm ready for a boner line.
Let's give it a spin here.
All right.
Hey, good afternoon, dummies.
Hey, yo, what's up, Dimple Dick? So, like all the other fucking phone calls I made, you're not gonna fucking play this shit.
That's right.
You guys ever have one of those Popeye chickens? How come they're charging people cash when you go in there? Is there a scam going on with that? I'm just curious. But I do love them Popeye's chicken, and yeah, I'd kill some people for them. They're good.
I like fried chicken.
The production Mark and Brandon do is hands down the best. Whenever I listen to other radio shows, try to throw some production in there, and it's terrible. I just want to give a kudos to Brandon and Mark. Your production is the best production.
That's just like the coolest thing anyone's ever said to me.
Hey, I was listening to the conversation you guys were having about the Antonio Brown News Network, his little Twitter thing the other day. Dude, something's wrong with that guy. I think he might have some severe brain damage. If you just look at his behavior patterns and the way that he acts, and he's on one of those weird trajectories, man. Don't be surprised if his shit just gets even more fucked up over the next couple months.
Hey, I'd just like to call for a correction for Drew when he was talking about Lincoln.
Did you say Abe Lincoln?
Saying he had gigantism, that is incorrect. Get Marfan syndrome.
Go outside, nerd.
Same thing.
Get out.
Same
go.
Difference. So you guys made no mention of My Chemical Romance getting back together, but you brought up the Black Crowes getting back together. Okay, boomers.
It's six unshowered guys because that's what music is now.
Okay, boomer. I think the retort could be either good luck millennial or possibly gold star millennial.
Nice comeback!
I've been vegan for over 6 years. But a lot of vegans have tattoos. It obviously gets you guys talking about it. We celebrate our vegan-iversary, is what we call it. If you guys ever need a vegan correspondent, holler at me.
I'm a hot dog connoisseur and hamburger connoisseur.
And there's nothing wrong with that because it's all good.
Yes, it is.
Cow killer.
Hey, for Vince Neil.
Hey.
No more cameo. You need cardio. No more cameo. You need cardio.
Good one.
Hey, Drew. I'm watching the show Glow.
Yeah, I've seen that.
I'm digging it, but I would love to hear you and Maz have an in-depth discussion about Betty Gilpin's superstar all-pro breasts. I mean, they are just fantastic.
She is like two cantaloupes squeezed into a garden hose.
Maz, the only thing dumber than shopping at the airport is paying $50 to go downtown to run a race that lasts exactly half an hour. Enjoy ruining your day off.
Butt out.
Boner line idea. We all know if Maz isn't listening to the show,
no.
Do a boner line that talks good and talks bad about him.
Shit, yeah.
And then see if he's even paying attention after it runs.
I had that idea like 3 days ago.
Okay. I was wondering if you could explain the bloop drop. I understand what it means. But where did it come from? Why did you guys decide on that sound effect for non sequiturs?
If I have to see another Billy Joel commercial playing at Co-America Park next summer, I am going to fucking lose my mind.
Hot dang, Billy Joel makes my pussy tingle.
One other thing that millennials have killed.
Oh boy, here we go.
And that's collect calls. And speaking of collect calls, they still own the title for the greatest gender reveal ever.
I believe it was a 1-800-COLLECT commercial.
Operator, I'd like to make a collect call, please. First name, Bob. Last name is, we had a baby, it's 8 pounds, 3 ounces, mother's doing fine.
I've been on a kick lately where I go to all the YouTube videos of the drops I hear on the show, and I type in, Drew and Mike sent me here.
Watch YouTube, guys.
What's going on with the Righteous Rick? I haven't heard from him in a while. We need to have some balls in the show.
He's got AIDS.
Your luck of the week sucks, Brandon. You can't take the pitch every fucking week, idiot.
Oh, what? You're going to cry?
Hello, podcast.
Hi.
I have a separated verse for you. Colin Kaepernick's awesome fake workout video. And Uncle Rico's workout video.
How much you want to make a bet I can throw a football over the mountain?
See you later.
See ya.
Well, see you later.
That's it.
Man, I want to know what... Maybe I don't want to know what's going on with Righteous Rick, but I think I want to know what's going on with him.
Well,
you want,
we can't
trust
tell...
Me,
we can't
you
want
to know.
You do want to know, but we can't tell the story yet.
Okay.
Believe
me.
I don't know how
believe
it's
resolved. Believe me, I understand.
And I haven't had the energy to find out how much further it's gone.
Yeah, it was in a weird place.
It was in a very weird place.
And Aaron Carter, by the way, this story about his guns, I find this really interesting because Aaron Carter is doing what millions of people are doing, threatening, his sister and his brother.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of these guys are threatening their exes or their wives or their girlfriends, and no one does anything. They don't. I mean, you get a restraining order, but even then, that doesn't do shit. But because it's Nick Carter, personally, I believe that's the reason they're taking away Aaron's guns, because it's Nick Carter.
Well, I mean, wait, so you don't think if he was famous, they wouldn't do it?
I don't.
I mean, part of the problem is Aaron's
famous. Look at all the women.
We see
who
stuff he says and does everywhere on social media.
No, he's an idiot.
There's plenty of evidence.
But you know, there's other people on social media, and I read it all the time, and you see it on IT channel, where you know they're posting all their weapons, and you know this one's for you, bitch.
You're probably right.
Well, until he does anything, we can't take away his guns.
You're probably right. I think it's about Nick having better resources than maybe other people. Not just fame, but money. He probably has a really good lawyer.
And also Aaron's posts are very high profile. Yeah. But I wasn't really annoyed that they were taking his guns away. Honestly, I don't think Aaron Carter is probably the biggest threat. I bet you there's a zillion much bigger threats.
He looks like he's on AIDS.
On AIDS.
That guy. What is going to happen, Aaron Carter? I mean, that just...
I don't
want to know the future.
I don't know. I thought Rick and him were going to buddy up, and Rick was going to work security for him. But Rick can't be around guns either.
I am so sad that didn't work out. I mean, honestly...
Well, it might. We don't know.
For 5 minutes, it sounded like Rick was going to California, and they were going to be buds, which is so ridiculous.
God, that'd be a great reality show.
It would have been
hilarious. It'd be the best reality show.
Smart guy, that Rick.
He would have had stories for years.
What do you think his projected age is going to be when it comes down to it? Aaron Carter.
When it's over?
Yeah, I mean, that's, I guess, my way of saying. When it, yeah.
I think when no one will come.
How many months into 2020 do you think Aaron Carter will survive?
Ooh. My prediction is when no one will come to his concerts.
Oh.
When it will really go downhill. And we're at, I know the one thing I read about the review said there were 100 people there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Some people had paid a lot more to go backstage and take pictures and all that crap.
How is he making an income?
I don't know. He says he's a multimillionaire now.
Well, he got the TV show recently with his mother.
But his spending's out of control. He's driving 60 miles for some steaks. Remember?
True.
Yeah. No. You know, it's...
worried about
I believe... You know, is he bipolar?
Yeah.
Okay, he seems to me
he takes a lot of drugs. He listed them all on Dr. Phil, including omazoprazole.
But doesn't he seem like he's still,
as he said,
crazy manic? Because bipolar, you go way up, and you go way down, and you can't stop when you're going up. And that seems like him when he's tweeting out all these crazy things, and they sound... I mean, he sounds like a megalomaniac. Like, I'm on top of the world, and I'm the biggest star. And
we don't see the other side.
What are you talking about? Yeah, we don't see the... Well, he's in the hospital.
Well,
he looks pretty...
Also, isn't he drinking and he's
smoking a lot of grass. So I don't know what else he's doing.
His medication is probably not working all that well with all that stuff going on.
Oh, that's a bummer.
That's a good point. Yes, probably not very well at all.
I think I'd still rather hang out with him than Corey Feldman.
I would agree with that. He makes stuff happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, Aaron would be kind of crazy.
Yeah.
By the way, did you see him leaving court?
No. Oh, when they took the guns
TMZ.
Away?
Yeah. Yeah.
Aaron, dude, how are you? Remember what I told y'all last time? Remember what I told you last time?
No,
Wait, hold on.
All right.
I'm not playing your game. You're playing my game, and it's not over.
Aaron, I said, I know.
No, you're done. You're done. Listen to me. I said you're done talking. You understand
Don't
what
worry.
I said?
Hey. How you feeling, man? Best of luck. No, how you feeling?
No did you hear
man.
What I said?
No call,
you're
man.
Done talking.
All right, man. Hey, good luck, all right?
Wait, he's still talking.
See, man, Rick could have been right there going, hey, no more, bro.
Why? Well, he's looking back at the guy now and giving him a thumb, like a fist bump. I thought he said you couldn't talk.
See, if Rick
Why can't
there,
the TMZ guy talk? Why is he not allowed to talk? It's free country.
Because he's playing his game, not
yeah,
his game.
Right.
Well,
I love his logic.
How does the First Amendment disappear in Aaron's game?
Don't play games with it.
By the way, he makes the rules, man.
What's that green blob on his face?
Well, that's just this giant face.
Is that not a green blob as defined by me?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Do you see anything but a green blob on his face?
No, because I have no idea what that tattoo's supposed to be.
But it doesn't look like a green blob? Mm-hmm. I don't even think it looks like a person or anything.
What is it supposed to be? Do we know?
Yeah, it's supposed to be a person. It's a female,
it's like a woman.
I think.
What? I don't know if it's Medusa or what.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right. I think it is Medusa. Those snakes that are in the hair.
I wonder if I could get one of those.
I think you'd look great. Oh, that would look cool. Do it.
I think that's the worst tattoo I've ever seen.
Yeah.
You know what sucks about that, too? Well, there's a lot of things that suck about it. But don't you think he, like, walks in by the mirror and goes, ah! Like he has something on his face. And is constantly trying to brush it off. Because I think you'd forget that that's on your face.
I think he did that when he was manic, and I bet when he's depressed, he is not happy about that tattoo. I hate to say that, but he can't be happy. Could he possibly like that still?
That tattoo?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Apparently he tried to get his entire face tattooed, but the artist told him no.
That's pretty bad when the tattoo artist is turning down business. From Aaron Carter because his tattoos because that's where that's that tattoo artist's line.
Oh my!
That tattoo's all right. I'll do this one, but no more.
Well, why didn't he stop himself from doing that?
What's the
if he has any sense of responsibility at all?
Because that's his line right there. We know what that artist's line is.
What's the one on his shoulder and down his arm?
I know it looks like Finland.
Oh, you're right.
It looks like
looks like a map.
It does. It looks like the Nordic countries.
Really?
Here's Sweden.
Oh, no, there's Italy. I see Italy.
Oh, it's Italy.
I don't think that tattoo is worthwhile either. Just saying.
I don't think it's done.
He actually has good
I don't think I'm going to like it when it's done either.
I'm kind of shocked.
Yeah, he does. No, he's in hellacious shape.
Really, you think so?
He looks, his abs.
He looks like he's on AIDS.
Well, he does look thin. He does.
I think he looks like he's on AIDS.
I would agree. I would not put him behind the wheel of a heavy car.
No.
Car, a light car, a Cooper, Mini Cooper.
You, would you want to go on a car ride with him if he was like, I'm driving, we're going to get steaks.
No. Not
60
if it's a
miles
car.
One way.
Not with a four-door.
Could you imagine that? I bet you he drives very recklessly and then very slow.
Yeah.
He alternates between reckless and slow.
So is everybody happy that Coldplay is looking for an environmentally beneficial way to tour, and they will not tour until they can do it environmentally beneficially?
Well, they can't fly anywhere then, right?
What if Elton John pays for the carbon footprint? Remember when he did that? He took away the pollution made by Meghan Markle and Harry?
Can they take
Elton John do that for Coldplay?
A sailboat? Can they do a sailboat?
Yeah, that's so slow, though. Do you know how much time would be between each date?
What if they had a hybrid? Is that not hybrid semis?
Right, but they...
Do they make hybrid semis?
I don't know. I have no
idea. They have hybrid trucks, but
they could come over on a boat.
You couldn't... Oh, okay.
Sailboat.
So
and then...
would take how long?
Have alternative fuel.
Is this... This doesn't seem like a very good career.
Be in a balloon.
Aren't they kind of boxed in now?
Because that's what they wanted.
I retweeted this chick who right after they put this out, this chick who I think is a journalist said, "What about their show in and I can't remember where it was, but
Jordan.
Jordan for industry types.
Ooh. Maybe they're paying for the carbon offset.
And nobody said anything about that.
How many people was it?
Seemed like a big carbon footprint. It's a small show.
This is something Chris's dumb idea.
I don't know. This is. It just to me. How can they ever tour? If they can't tour now, how can they ever tour?
I can see him in the pitch meeting too. He's like, like really down low, talking about, yeah, it's gonna be great.
He never stands up straight.
Hey.
What is that? I don't understand that stance.
He's just a stalker.
I feel like they just don't want to tour.
But they can't ever tour. How do they tour next time? It's like, okay, what's so environmentally beneficial about this?
They'll just glad we fixed it.
I don't know. It seems very Coldplay too. There were a lot of jokes about how soft they are.
I know. It's really on brand.
It is on brand.
Our next tour will be the best possible version of a tour like that environmentally. I mean, that's a lot of.
What the hell does that mean?
Well, it's going to be the best possible version. It means whatever they want it to mean.
They can't plug their amps in because that's.
It'll be the best possible version, which means nothing, Trudy.
How are they going to play electrified instruments?
Our dream is to have a show with no single-use plastic. Whatever.
Okay.
How much single you want?
How do you
just play the music, man?
I thought rock and roll just trumped everything.
No, they're the least.
People want to rock.
They're the least rock and roll rock band there is.
They are technically a rock band.
No, I know. Technically. But they're not. There's no, like, consternation. There's no fighting among them. They're very boring.
And they're your favorite.
I love them. I know. I'm highly embarrassed by it.
I like Coldplay. I'm ashamed
to say.
They're
in my top 10.
I like them a lot. I think their music's great.
Who's he hooked up with?
Especially when you're hanging out with your boyfriend. It's just the best. So stupid.
I don't know who he's with right now. Dakota Johnson.
He was, yeah.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah. I think they broke up, though, didn't they?
They might have. I don't know.
He doesn't stay with anybody very long.
No, he's too busy saving the world or something.
Being deep.
He's too busy being deep.
You know, in the Gwyneth Paltrow, Chris Martin breakup, who is happier to be without the other one?
That's a good question.
Chris.
Probably Chris.
I would think Chris. But, you know, she always surprises me. We only interviewed her that one time.
Great.
But she's really nice. I really liked her.
She's really nice. Yeah.
Yeah, but this goop thing is.
I know.
I think it's just a big scam, though. I think it's like Alex Jones's stuff for women.
Yeah, it's like
Bill O'Reilly.
Not so many movie roles for me as I get older. So
it's kind of brilliant.
It is kind of brilliant. She's making a lot more money than she would on movies.
Exactly. And the fault is the people that buy the, you know, emerald egg that they put in their vagina. I don't know why they would do that.
She also sells something called moon dust, which is supposedly
exactly
from the moon.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
I mean, mass market something that's from the moon.
Well, because people will buy it.
Hey, you know, just going back to the boner line, which, by the way, is 209-66-BONER, and you can call anytime. Okay, Popeyes, when Amy... And Jay went
there. The reluctant
Jay
Towers. Yeah.
They were surprised that they only took cash. And the guy in the boner line mentioned that, what's this deal with cash and Popeyes?
Yeah.
Is that all Popeyes only take cash?
I'm wondering if
it
was
that
specific location.
Why would one location only take cash? I would think they would not be a franchisee if they were.
I'm wondering if their machine was broken, you know? That day.
That could be possible, too.
But was this guy... I don't think he was referring back to that.
I don't know. I remember the days when fast food stores didn't take cards at all.
I know.
The dark ages.
Well, you know, nowadays it seems like it's annoying when someone pays cash.
Oh, I know. It's so slow.
It takes forever.
It's gross. When monster pays
Although,
cash.
Although, honestly, I have to admit, it's 7-Eleven. People with their... debit cards, and they want extra cash.
Oh, God, yeah.
And sometimes transactions can go on a lot longer than even if somebody's paying cash.
Do you guys feel a lot of pressure when you use a credit card and your chip's in there to get it before that annoying noise happens when there's a line? Like,
yeah.
Like, you got to be on top of it.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty
yeah.
much.
I
Except
hate I'm, that.
Before they have to reach over and do it for you, too.
Do it for you. Or say, oh, you can pull your card out now because you feel like a dope.
I'm more annoyed that they're asking me for money besides what I'm buying at the fucking store. I mean, everyone does that now.
Maybe you have that look. They want you to donate.
I did look at several other stories online here that says cash only. This one's in Louisiana.
Really?
This one's in Denver. So it must be one of their things.
Here's a great Popeye's. I love
how
this story.
How could a business be hot now that doesn't take anything but cash? That seems impossible.
Well, remember, sometimes they give it away for free.
Well, I'm here in the freezing cold getting free chicken sandwiches because the food tastes great. It's chicken. It's fried chicken.
How old do you think that guy is?
I like fried chicken.
12.
Yeah. But doesn't he sound like he's 40?
He looks like he's 40
as well.
The way
he talks is,
Well.
Yeah, he does have an old man approach.
Fried chicken.
So,
first of all, the audio's out of phase.
Social media being in a tizzy is so dumb always, but social media's in a tizzy because there's a guy in prison eating a Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Isn't this,
how did he get it?
Isn't this the greatest story? People are lining up to get this stupid sandwich, and here a guy in prison's chowing down on it. And what was the post he put on Instagram? What was the text he wrote?
We're trying to see what the hype is about.
Yeah, he's in prison.
Trying to see what all the hype about. And then, thanks, Bay. He shows the picture of the sandwich.
I like fried chicken.
People are so mad at him for getting a sandwich in prison. Which kind of did, kind of made a lot of people wonder, why can you get fast food in prison?
This one guy who's black says, N-words in jail ate the Popeye chicken sandwich before me. I'm sick.
See? And then there's a lot of people talking about what a butt, that was brought in by someone's butt.
Bro, got to be busting down a female guard.
Yeah. Isn't there one about the butt?
Let's see. And on San Diego, motherfuckers get the chance to order takeout once a month, laugh my fucking ass off.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Really?
That a prison will allow, takeout.
Say this Popeye sandwich is getting out of hand, but the happiness I felt for dude getting that sandwich outweighs it all.
He's in prison.
Why are people, oh my God, whatever. Explain anything.
Just, I love people being jealous of a guy in prison. Because he got to eat a chicken sandwich.
I know, it is. It's so stupid.
How dumb it is.
Hey, when does the Jeopardy thing start with the all-time champions playing each other?
Isn't it already going on?
Is it going on now?
I thought so.
Okay.
Because it's on Netflix, which was appalling to see Jeopardy
on Netflix. What was
that? It's like a primetime special, isn't it?
It's the Tournament of Champions, the three greatest ever.
Is this Alex Trebek's way of going out, maybe? Sorry. I just wondered. I just thought, maybe, are they trying?
If so, that's a pretty lame way to go out.
It starts January 7th.
Oh, okay.
Aw.
Brandon.
Sorry.
What is it starts January 7th?
Wait, was that a real one?
No, I used to have it in my mouth. The one he did was real.
What about the second one?
Mark asked
that
it
was totally,
in the proper
that was
Jeopardy
totally,
form.
It was totally real.
Oh.
Apologize.
No, you don't.
I mean, doesn't it seem like a way for Trebek to, because he says his skills are declining already, and when his skills decline too much, he doesn't want to do it anymore. And this is coming from someone who's Trebeked out, so it really pains me to even ask
this question.
Well,
it's already filmed, right? Didn't they already film this thing?
I'm not 100% sure. I assume so, because normally they film these things ahead of time. They crank out like 10 episodes a day. That way they only have to work a couple days a month.
I would think they would film it and then save it for his deathbed.
No. Can you?
Why not?
Because there's plenty on him to put together a big piece, but I just want him, I don't want him to go away. I want him to take a break and get healthy and then come back, and I want him to beat it.
Just to visualize the meeting that they had in the boardroom to discuss, hey, Trebek, you're dying, so wouldn't it be great to take advantage of the ratings?
What's your dream, Alex? Besides having all the champions play together, what would really be the best thing of all?
And we could charge a lot of money for, spots during the broadcast.
What kind of legacy do you want to leave behind?
Yeah, and we'll give some to the cancer of whatever you got.
It's pancreatic cancer.
And Brandon, by the way, what do you mean take a break and get better? He doesn't have a cold.
Yeah.
Well, I would like him.
He doesn't have the flu.
I understand that. However, he's
79 with pancreatic cancer. He's not going to just take a break and get better.
he can
time is his enemy.
With all of Brandon's thoughts and prayers, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Praying for him.
I'm just saying I'm rooting for him. And in well, the
everyone's
meantime,
rude. No one wants him to die.
Are you reverting to your days with David Hartman right now?
Wish David Hartman well.
Or Homeless Al.
Also.
Did Homeless Al die?
Did Homeless Al die?
He must be dead, right? Homeless Al?
I don't think so. In fact, I'm pretty sure we...
I thought somebody referenced him on the boner line.
I'm pretty sure Homeless
Didn't
Al...
Didn't he call the boner line?
He might have. Let me see. This might be
he's
him.
He's got Obama phone.
Let me see. This might be him here.
Hey, Brandon. It's Homeless Al. I heard you mention my birthday shout out on February 20-something on Thursday show. Thank you. Anyway.
February?
Still homeless.
Still homeless. Still homeless.
Remembering my birthday. Love you.
Love you too, bro.
You on food stamps, you on Social Security, you got low income, you disability.
It's better than this one, whoever the jerk that sent this one in.
Hey, Brandon. Hate to tell you this, but your third grade buddy and Homeless Al, they're both fucking dead.
Oh, my God.
Right.
I can't find them. They're fucking dead. Get over it. All right? Nice. He stole shit from your fucking dad anyways. Sounds that's like true. Your dad's a great fucking guy. Mm. Fuck Homeless Al. Oh, wow. Fuck your third grade buddy, all right?
They're two very important people in Brandon's life.
No. Who would you rather nail? I disqualify myself because I done them both.
That is incorrect.
Have you seen them both nude?
No. I saw neither of them nude.
Neither one of them.
I don't believe that.
You definitely, I don't want to get a lie detector in here.
Definitely saw Homeless Al nude, even though you pretended you were sleeping.
Never seen Homeless Al nude. Never.
You roomed with him.
I saw him pee out the upstairs bedroom window, but I've never seen him nude.
Well,
I didn't
if he
look
was
at
that
his wiener.
Willing to just pee out the window, he had to walk around nude once in
a
while.
It was a long walk downstairs to the bathroom.
To the shower? What did he wear coming back from the shower?
All of his clothes, because that's what you wear.
Well, he never took his underwear off, ever. Did he wear the same underwear every day?
No.
He probably took them off. He said, Brandon, don't touch it. That's my only pair.
If he did, I wasn't in the room.
But you were roommates.
I know we were roommates. I didn't see
did he ever, like, put a sock on the doorknob? Like, if he was getting it on with a chick in there?
He never brought any women home.
What? He never got laid the whole time he lived there?
If he did, he went somewhere else.
I thought the church would have bought him a prostitute.
No. Come on.
It would have been nice to take a collection for that.
It's not the Christian way.
I mean, just
way.
To get him off.
Our second collection today is for a prostitute for Homeless Al. Currently, I guess, at the McAfee residence.
It would be nice to get him an attractive escort as opposed to some, you know, $10 crack whore.
This that guy might, didn't need to yep, have that kind that, of stuff. He had a van before it burned down in our driveway. He had a van that was loaded. He had an ultimate cassette tape collection.
Cool.
Wow. I'm talking hundreds of cassettes. Wait, these were his pride and joy.
Did he have Dolby noise reduction?
Oh, probably.
Just out of curiosity, why didn't he live in the van?
Well, he obtained the van while he was living with us.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
When
oh, nice
he,
day. He lives wait, with okay. you hold for on. Free and just buys boats
out.
And cars and vans and Dolby and cassettes.
Boats. Well, here's my next question then. How long did he have the van before it burned down in the driveway? Not
and
very
why
long.
Do vehicles always burn down in the McAfee driveways?
Yeah, don't ever
probably for
it.
Insurance money for Homeless Al?
You're right, Trudy. That was
that's the prior, second vehicle.
After Al's burned down in our driveway, my dad's burned down in
ours burned down too.
And then mine burned down in Rochester. Yeah, there's this cloud of
you're the connection between all three.
The Homeless Al jinx.
You pyro.
Homeless Al came to us because he was just down on his luck. And my dad was heavily involved in the church. He was the band leader, and they were doing a concert in downtown Imlay City, and he had come to him and said, "Listen, I'm down on my luck. I just need a change. I'd like to come to the church for some help." And my dad said, "Hey, just so happens our foreign exchange student moved out of my son's bedroom. You can have his bed."
Well, so your dad can't
in.
Stand for you to have your own bedroom?
Well, we had the bunk bed. I think he wanted to get his money's worth.
This guy loves the homeless so much, he should marry him, right?
Always have to be.
So Al's two
people. So he's playing a concert, and Homeless Al ends up stealing all his equipment.
Well, it wasn't like that. What it was is
standing up for Homeless Al.
I don't know.
He walked around nude. He stole your dad's equipment.
He's buying all these sweet vehicles while he lives there for free and mooches off the family.
It wasn't that sweet of a vehicle. We used to make fun of him because it looked like one of those free candy vans. But
I love Shakespeare. Speaking of which, I'll be putting on a production of Coriolanus out in my van. Who wants to audition?
There he is. We found Homeless Al.
Did you buy a new van?
No, it was used. It was pretty old. But he started working construction.
Where did you get all this money for the van?
Because once he came to live with us, the prerequisite, if you want to live with us, you have to go to church and you got to take out the garbage. I'm pretty sure that was his two.
In his Aerosmith van.
So, and urinate out the window? Is that the third rule?
Well, that was just because it was so damn long to walk all the way down the stairs and to the bathroom.
Did you ever
and
do
steal
that?
At least two instruments when you leave?
You never peed out the window. Why does he have these special rules?
Well, I did pee out the window.
Oh, okay.
I might have been inspiration for that.
Oh, what?
Oh, my God. It's his way of getting your penis out.
Oh,
stop it.
Wait, how did he not see you nude? That happened. Did he or Hartman see you nude?
No.
Why not?
Hartman.
I don't
Why
know.
Why so afraid to be nude in front of a homeless Al?
It just wasn't anything that came up. I was 14 at the time.
What's with this crazed modesty in your bedroom?
I was busy watching WWE Raw, Monday Night Nitro and shit. That's what we were
doing. You guys
doing.
Watch any porn together?
South Park came out that year. South Park
The anti-nudity clause apply to porn too? I mean, you're both men.
That was season one of South Park.
Did he ever look at porno mags?
No, not to my knowledge at all. We had a sweet game room. We also had a studio in the house, so did we had a lot of things to do.
Did he have access to a computer?
No. This was
kind of before porn on the computer.
This was 98.
Yeah, there's porn on the computer then.
Was there?
I
don't know about that.
I mean, if we had dial-up, I don't know. I wasn't on it.
Mm. Dial-up porn. Ugh.
Yeah.
How retro.
Gynecologist's office. Hey, that's what it says on the side of my van.
I think he moved in and he started going to church and he met some guys from church who offered him a construction job. And after, you know, a few weeks, he was able to save enough money to buy a van. And then the van burned down while my parents were out of town. So when they came back, the entire house was like caution taped off by the...
Wait, the house caught on fire too?
No, just the van did. But the overhead wires, you know, and the cable... And
oh,
the
nice going, homeless Al.
Hey, he thought of
Why
us
Why did
first.
He set his van on fire? Was it for the insurance money?
I remember I was playing...
A.K.A. my wiener.
I remember I was playing video games. And he comes running in the house. Everybody out of the house! Everybody out of the house! And I was like, why? The van's on fire. So we all had to run out the front door. And then we watched it as it was on fire, and then it exploded.
Admit it was cool.
No, it was cool.
I bet that's why he set it on fire. He wanted to see it explode.
Yeah, he was showing off for you.
But Al was so upset, not because his van burned down, but because his prized collection of cassette tapes burned up.
What are you rocking
on those cassettes?
And his Dolby noise reduction.
Oh, he was a rocker through and through. He loved, you know, it was all 80s metal. That's what he loved. And he was, at the time, he was pissed off at Metallica for going soft.
Did he like Anthrax?
Oh, God, he
I
liked
it. I bet he did.
Oh, yeah.
I already got your answers. Never, 3 inches, time daily on a boat, and with my finger.
Ugh, Al.
It's like there was no, was there a no nudity law in the house or something?
They're just, why? Why would we get nude? I mean, the year prior,
happens.
Changing
it just,
clothes.
It just happens.
The year prior, I spent the entire year with that German foreign exchange student, Berend, and he never got nude in front of me either.
Never?
Julie saw my dad nude once. We should call her sometime and have her tell that story. It's quite hilarious.
I'm sure she'd love to tell that story.
She tells it to everybody. Oh, my dad didn't care.
But she wasn't even rooming with him.
I know. It was by accident. She walked in and he was just nude in the closet.
Nude in the closet?
He's getting dressed.
Yeah, boy.
Ow.
Probably lost. He doesn't care.
Huh.
Used to see him nude.
Okay.
It's like looking into the future.
I hate to even bring this up because I just found this thing annoying. I was watching Terrell Owens.
Mm-hmm. What's T.O. up to besides Cameo?
He was bitching out Stephen Smith for bitching out Colin Kaepernick.
What?
Yeah. And he made Stephen Smith really mad because there's a white guy on with Stephen Smith, Max Kellerman.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And I've never liked this guy, by the way. Max Kellerman.
Yeah.
I find him annoying. And...
Well, that show is basically all annoying.
He was kissing Kaepernick's ass because Stephen A. Smith was actually saying, why are you wearing this slavery thing on your shirt? You know, and like,
oh,
why don't
yeah,
you just go in there and just be noticed for playing football? Mm. Just leave the past behind. Move,
what?
Turn the page. Get back in the league and play football.
Yeah.
And Max
Good
Kellerman,
luck.
Of course, has to say that, it's the nation's biggest sin, and... Like, he thought it was a good idea.
Well,
and no, so
nobody.
Owens,
this is what I hate about these kind of arguments. Nobody's saying that it's not the nation's first biggest sin or whatever. It's about, does Colin Kaepernick want to play in the NFL?
I mean, is the NFL really going, oh, he's wearing something to signify the nation's biggest, oldest sin?
No.
Or do they go, what's that? What is that? What does that mean? Why is he wearing that? Oh, does that mean he's going to kneel?
It's obvious why he was wearing it. Whatever.
Anyway, T.O. inflamed Stephen A. Smith because he said that Max Kellerman's blacker than you. Yeah, go ahead and play it.
So what he wanted was transparency for people to see the full workout, to see the full Colin Kaepernick. Again, you mentioned obviously Max is going to get in here. And like I said, I'm in the streets. Max almost seems blacker than you, Stephen A., with his commentary.
With all due respect, my brother.
I'm just saying, dog.
Wait a minute. Finish. I'm going to check you right now. Wait a minute. You don't cross the line. Debate me in front of black people and talk about what's best for black people. Name the time and place. I'll show up. I don't want to hear, what's the definition of blackness? Is there a definitive definition of blackness? Why are you giving the impression that because I don't march lockstep with every single thing that Colin Kaepernick wants? Okay, excuse me. Hold on.
I'm not agreeing with everything that Colin Kaepernick has done.
I'm not saying that, but you just sat up there and used an expression. More blacker. Excuse me. I'm from Hollis, Queens, New York City. You ain't the only brother out there.
By the way, Max Kellerman was probably like, yes.
That's in the streets. I'm in the streets every day. So let's be very clear. And you damn well know that's the truth. And so my point to you is this. Again, I'm not going to disrespect you. I'm not going to go that route. But based on just what you just said, this is supposedly Stephen A. and T.O. going at one another. Did you know that I invited Colin Kaepernick to give him this platform for the entire 2 hours?
Ooh.
I said, you can edit the damn show. You can
That's
have
an
it
easy
live.
Imitation. We
can
He's
talk
not
whatever
Why
doesn't
he
you want
ever
to.
Go?
The floor is yours.
Why is he never interviewed, by the way?
To Eric
Colin Kaepernick.
I know people at
other I can't think of him being in an interview.
Well, that same thing. I'm kind of glad he isn't. I mean, that is the one amazing thing is how silent he had been through a lot of it.
I would like to ask. I mean, I could think of a lot of questions to ask him, like,
sure.
Do people really need to get your approval to play halftime at the Super Bowl? And if so, why?
Is that really him, or was that just being a turd?
I don't understand. No, but everyone says it, and people are mad at people. They didn't get his permission.
I don't know.
I mean, it's really strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
Was it an urban legend?
I just thought Rihanna said that.
People that are really big stars are actually declining invitations because Colin didn't say it was okay.
I don't know.
But it's okay to play in the game. I mean, they make billions of dollars in the game. It's okay to play, but just not to play at halftime because Colin wants to approve the halftime entertainment.
Can I just point
out? Isn't that just the weirdest, silliest thing?
Good job for Stephen A.
I mean, I'd just like to ask him. But anyway, Stephen A. Smith.
I really like him.
I couldn't agree with him more when he says, why does he have to be in lockstep with Colin Kaepernick or anyone else, or he's not black enough? If it's understood that someone like Stephen A. Smith agrees with anything a black man does, then it doesn't mean anything.
Yep.
I mean, how does supporting something mean anything if it's automatic?
No, Stephen A. was 100% correct there.
And I agree with what he said originally, too, that it was he made a mockery of what was supposed to be an opportunity. He played in front of 8 people instead of 17. And he also created this illusion that this was some suspicious thing, that if anybody wasn't able to see this, that they would edit it down to some horrible collection of highlights.
Well, he claimed, too, that the NFL and I just don't know if this is true, and if it's true, it's kind of messed up, but that the NFL wanted him to sign a waiver, another anti-collusion.
That he wouldn't sue the league if he didn't get a job out of the tryout.
He already sued him once. I know.
Well, then why didn't he just sign it?
I don't know. He doesn't want to play in the league. He does not want to play in the league. I just don't think he wants to play.
I thought it was funny, by the way, that some people said that, oh, my God, he looked incredible. In fact, I heard TJ Holmes
on
GMA said, he still looks like one of the league's elite quarterbacks.
Well, come on. Doesn't it,
when was
doesn't
he
every,
one of the elite quarterbacks?
Well, he did make it to the Super Bowl.
How many?
He wasn't that bad. I don't know why there's this
revisionist history. I don't think he's that bad, but
history
elite?
As to how bad he was. He wasn't.
He wasn't
pretty,
starting when he left the league.
He wasn't starting because of his contract and the bonus. That's why they sat him. Plus, he was injured.
He was 1-11 in his last 12 starts.
Yeah.
Isn't his percentage, completion percentage, like 59%? I mean, his quarterback rating is fine. I don't think his numbers are bad or anything. I just don't think he's elite. I didn't think he was elite when he played. I thought he was good.
Who is elite then?
Tom Brady.
There's only four quarterbacks that are elite.
Yeah, the there's just a few.
Tom Brady. Who?
Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson. Mahomes Kansas might City. Be there soon, yeah. Huh. Other than that, they're all the same. And that's the thing. Is when he left, he was a lot better than most of the quarterbacks on teams.
I'm sure some people would debate that, but he was also a big headache, a huge headache. If he was an elite quarterback, I think someone would have signed him. I haven't heard people deny that. Who denies that?
Well, did the team say that? We're not signing him. We're not bringing him in because he's a big
headache. Why does every team have to say why they don't sign someone? I mean, I don't think it's incumbent on them, but I've heard plenty of people say he's a fucking headache. I mean, he's a lightning rod. He's going to get all the attention, and he's going to be a backup quarterback. So, I don't know. I don't think it's that hard to understand, but I know people are all over the map on it. He's supposed to get signed, by the way. His attorney said he's going to sign within 10 days.
I just don't like this revisionist history that he was a bad quarterback.
I don't think he was a bad quarterback. I just didn't think he was an elite quarterback.
I don't know. I look at it fantasy value. I do, because that's how, you know, I got burned by him 1 year. I can tell you right now, in the fantasy world, there's, 32 quarterbacks? In 2015, he was ranked 31. That, to me, is the second-to-worst quarterback, statistically, for fantasy. Hmm. 2016, he was the 25th, so I guess there were seven guys that were worse than him. But there was also 24 that were better.
72 touchdowns to 30 for his career. It's not elite. It's not bad. It's a lot better than
No, it's not bad at all.
He was also 29.
I honestly think he, I like him better for his running ability than his passing ability. I never thought he was a great passer. He's good enough. But I thought what set him apart was his running, which I don't really hear many people talking about. But seeing Jeff Driskel how well he escapes, it's kind of it's fun to have a quarterback who can run. By the way, I'm excited about the weekend. Because the Hokies are winning again. It's like, hey, it was weird for about a year and a half. There's like, whatever.
Who are they playing?
My team sucks. They're playing Pitt.
Where's that at?
At home.
Mm.
Which is not a gimme by any means. Are they even favored in that game?
I would think home against Pitt, yeah. Gotta be. I would say 4 points maybe. Look it up, Brandon.
I'm trying not to get excited.
Brandon's got his lock, too. I don't like
Brandon's got his lock of the week. That's
I don't
right.
like the Michigan line at all.
Lock of the week. What's the Michigan line?
Michigan's giving up 9.
To Indiana?
In Indiana.
That's
yeah,
not we're, a bad, that's not, that seems about right.
Trap game.
Well, we'll see.
How about that exciting Lions at the Washington Redskins game?
Oh, boy. Wow. They can't lose that
you
game.
See, you
can
get tickets from StubHub for $6.
Ooh.
What a joke. Both franchises are total jokes right
what's,
now.
What's the Redskins?
Bezos should buy both of them.
What is the Redskins record?
What are they?
1-9?
Yeah. Oh, they're that bad. I knew they were bad.
Awful. No one goes to the game.
Is Dwayne Haskins doing anything?
Well, he's trying. I don't know if you saw last week, but he was begging his offensive lineman on the sidelines. What do I have to do to help you? Help me help you. And, you know, the cameras picked it up. The mics picked it up. And the entire offensive line was staring at him like, fuck you. Who are you,
he's
rookie?
A rookie. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
That's going to hurt his brand.
Good. Yeah,
but,
that's right.
I mean,
remember
hey,
his logo?
Props to him for trying to be a leader. I mean, he's trying to do something. That is a terrible offensive line. So the Lions haven't had a lot of sacks, but I hope they've sacked the crap out of him.
He had a play at the end of one game. I can't remember which game it was, where he threw a pick six at the very last play, which flipped the line in the back.
Oh! Unforgivable. Funny how often that happens.
It happens so much.
By the way, this reminder, MyBookie's offering a risk-free bet on the Bears and Lions. Whether you pick the Bears or the Lions, if you win your bet, and you can bet up to $250, congrats. You got extra holiday spending money. If you lose, congratulations to you as well, because MyBookie will give you all your money back.
Yep.
It's a no-brainer. You cannot lose. It's no risk, all gravy. Doesn't matter whether you're an experienced player or a first-time player, MyBookie welcomes all to come play. So sign up today. Log on to MyBookie.ag, make your first deposit with the promo code Drew, and MyBookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar to jumpstart your bankroll, and nice. That's on top of the risk-free bet. And is there anything better as far as making a game exciting than having money on it? No.
It's the best.
No. Absolutely not. That's how Mark got me into a soccer game. I put some money on it, and I actually was watching.
It really is.
Kind of excited.
Worst sport to bet on.
MyBookie.ag. Make your first deposit with the promo code Drew, and MyBookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar to get your bankroll started. And remember, that risk-free bet on the Bears and Lions. Yeah. If you want to bet on that game, why would you bet anywhere else?
And the way it works, if you lose, then your count's like credited, so you have 250. You do have to gamble that 250
on something.
Yeah. Well, you're going to win it,
but you still got it.
Yeah, you can still win it. It's a great way to get into the game.
Guaranteed deposit match. Team. Risk-free bet for Thanksgiving only. So if you're a true football fan, you don't want to let this opportunity pass by. You can't lose. With MyBookie.ag, promo code Drew.
Lock
of the week.
So thrilled.
All right.
Good luck.
So there's been a lot of people complaining, bitching, and crying, because apparently, I don't know this, but apparently I used the Patriots once or twice.
You did pick the Patriots last week, I know.
I know I picked them last
week. Or a couple weeks ago.
And I was probably going to pick them again this week, but I guess I used them once too many times. You know who you are, crybabies. So I'm going to change it up. I'm going back to the Detroit Lions, but not a winner or a loser. I'm going the over this time. Yes, the Lions and Redskins, both teams suck, but what really sucks about them is the shitty, shitty defense. Driscoll is actually putting up points.
He is.
The over, it's 41.
41?
The Lions defense.
My only concern is, will the Redskins score any points?
The Lions defense?
On against their defense?
I would think.
Yeah, they will.
Do they have a running back? Oh, Ricky, wait, no.
Well, Adrian Peterson. I don't know. No one's paying attention. I have no idea. I could name nobody else on that team.
Watch Jeff Driscoll score 2 rushing touchdowns. Bo Scarborough, 6 rushing touchdowns. Adrian Peterson, 11 rushing touchdowns.
Oh, I'm psyched for Bo Scarborough.
Yeah.
I'm pumped for him.
So the over is 41.5. I'm taking the over. That's your lock of the week.
Wow.
Put it in the bank. I didn't even know what to do with all this money that's in your account since that Devin Singletary win. So I mean,
what isn't in the account?
Oh, it's... I don't even know.
I'm so pumped to check my account.
Here's a fun question, because did you know Jay Gruden was fired, right, during the season?
Yeah, from the Redskins.
Can anybody name the head coach of the Redskins?
I have no idea. None.
No. It's Bill Callahan.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Ricky, what's his name? Adrian Peterson has 524 yards rushing. And... let's see. He's averaging 4.2 yards a carry. He's only got 1 touchdown. He's got 10 passes for 76 yards.
And he's broke.
He's broke?
Yeah, you don't remember that story before the beginning of the
year?
Oh,
yeah.
He has no money. He got ripped off and lost all his money. I know. That's why he's a running back at age 34. Because he needs money.
It's so ridiculous. Hey. I mean, it's just beyond belief.
You know who else needs money? Gene Simmons.
What?
Has a job after the tour is over. He just signed a deal for a new job once he's done being a rock star.
Cannot wait to hear what this is.
With IMG, the sports marketing people.
Give me an agent.
They signed him on
to
merchandise.
Oh, well, they hired the right guy.
What? Really?
Smart hire.
He's going to do a worldwide deal with brand licensing folks at IMG to do Gene Simmons related clothing, homeware.
Is this homeware? Stuff?
Like Martha Stewart had pots and pans and stuff like that, so Gene Simmons style.
So Kiss homeware?
No, Gene Simmons brand, not Kiss.
Gene Simmons homeware.
But I want Kiss stuff. I don't want Gene Simmons.
Well, there's all the Kiss stuff you can ever buy, but now he himself is going to singularly put all these marketing deals together. Car stuff, travel accessories, Gene Simmons. Video games and electronics.
I was thinking of how genius it was because he's such a good marketer, but then I remembered that his marketing plan is just to put your name on everything.
Yes, exactly.
Like, that's really his whole plan.
But his name isn't as exciting as the Kiss name, is it?
No.
I don't think.
He's going to be a madman, though, like an ad.
Who's ever looked at Gene Simmons and said, I got to have that style?
I am excited to find out what his homeware is. Like,
are you really? You're really excited, Trudy?
It's so ridiculous. I'm intrigued by it.
I gotta know what kind of coffee maker Gene Simmons uses.
Yeah.
I got news for you. It's probably a Kiss coffee maker.
Yeah, it's like bat shaped, and it comes out of his mouth.
Everything that's in his house is Kiss.
Oh, boy.
Isn't he very smart with money, I thought? Doesn't he write books about investing?
Yeah.
Money?
No, he
does?
Supposedly, he's one of the wealthiest rock stars out there.
He's legit. He's all right.
Hall Financial Hotline shutting down. Do click the link on our website. If you want to do a refi with Hall Financial, the average one takes 44 days, but they're so thorough and quick and responsive, it only takes them 19 days to save you money on your mortgage. Give it a try. If it doesn't work, hey, go back to what you're doing, knowing you have the best deal out there.
Hey, real quick, check it out. So NBC News is starting. I'm going to speed through their top stories and tell you how many are breaking news. Dramatic impeachment testimony. That's breaking news. Is that really breaking news? I mean, it happened all day.
Benjamin Netanyahu
indicted. That's breaking news. Deadly military jet crash. Breaking news. Airport police shooting. Breaking news. Mysterious school outbreak. Not breaking news.
Oh, that's not breaking news?
No.
That's the only story I didn't know.
That's the only story that's, quote unquote, not breaking news on NBC Nightly News. It's a joke, man.
Well,
the only breaking news I saw from NBC News is that WeWork laid off 2,400 employees.
Oh, yeah, I was reading about WeWork a lot today. Oh, damn it, I meant to bring this up today. Oh, my God, that story in Variety about... what's the founder's name? Adam somebody?
Yeah, I can't. Yeah.
Oh, what an asshole. Yeah. What an absolute asshole. Yeah, they laid off 2,400 people today, and they're all crying. They all get severance. They all get health care for a few months. I'm like, what are you, really?
Yeah, but no more fruit water.
They want to be paid the equity they used to have. I'm not joking. I'm like, wait, I don't care if you're 28 years old. Anybody knows you don't get equity that doesn't exist. Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. We'll have to talk more about it. Someone remind me, please.
Oh, I will.
Have a great weekend. We'll see you. Go Blue.
A weird sequence of events on Friday as somebody called and asked about this winner of the big over 50 modeling competition and this... well, I didn't really know what it was, but it's some magazine, and they have competition for over 50 women to model nude. And so this woman won, and so it's like, hey, you want to interview? And says, oh, okay. So then next thing you know, the magazine comes in, and unfortunately, they didn't appear to make any effort to find attractive women.
Boy, that's for sure. That's for sure. I mean, they all have, like, big guts and, just terribly out of shape.
And, I mean, there are attractive women, very attractive women, who have been in other magazines.
Sure.
But, however, this, well, over 50 magazines, I never even heard of it, actually.
Yeah.
So,
well, you wouldn't
like,
think such a thing would exist, would you?
No.
Yeah.
And, you know, the unusual sequence of events where somebody decides to take their clothes off or whatever for that magazine. It seemed like, you know, it'd be interesting. Mm-hmm. But then the magazine came in and it was... Oof. In pretty short order, it was renamed Uncle.
You got that right.
But we did promise to talk to the winner, Tangeray.
Yeah,
which sounds like some sort of a stage name. God only knows where. Whatever.
Yeah, gotcha.
Is this Tangeray?
Yes.
Hi, it's Drew and Mike. How you doing?
Fine.
Good deal. So there you are on the cover of Over 50.
Yes.
And
you're the model of the year, right?
Yes, I am.
Of the year.
Okay, now are you did you just hit 50 or are you pushing 60 or what?
I'm 57.
No.
Are you really? Oh my God. What do you do to look so young?
It's not easy. I keep young men.
Was that oil of Olay? Okay, oil of Olay and a lot of cranks, huh?
No, I have young friends.
Now, who's the youngest guy you've ever done?
I'm seeing a fella now, and he's 31.
31. Yeah.
Wee doggy.
Yes. Wow.
He does it but good.
Yes. Was there any consideration? I know this is a celebration of women over 50, but was there any consideration of getting a better color match on the... maybe the hair or no?
What do you mean, color?
Well, there's kind of a situation where the draperies don't match the carpet.
No, you know what? I really, of course, I dye my hair.
Uh-huh.
I really did not want to do that. I could have.
Yeah.
Right.
I didn't.
Yeah.
Because I didn't feel that, I mean, heck, every, you know, you're 57 years old. So all men know, all women know, you've got to dye your hair.
Yeah.
Fine. I don't mind. I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just didn't know.
I wanted this to be, that's me.
Uh-huh.
That's me.
Yeah.
Right. Salt and pepper.
But I didn't even think about it.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't, in fact, even if I had thought about it, I wouldn't have done it anyway.
Yeah. I don't even know, you know, why anybody would think about it.
Yeah. Because the only alternative would be able to pass a Bic over that bastard. But who'd want to do that? Oh, man.
Now, have you been posing nude for a long time?
Yes.
Oh, no kidding. How long?
Quite some time, yes.
Oh, really? So you were in the probably in the Over 40 magazine, too.
I didn't. She originally was going to put me in Over 40.
Yeah.
But when she found out it was over 50,
she looked at your pictures.
She decided to put me in Over 50.
Now, have you ever been in any of the other fine publications like Jugs or Big Ass or...
Score magazine.
Score, okay.
Score, okay.
That's pretty upscale.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's about the only two so far.
You weren't in High Society or What a Mess?
Pardon me?
You weren't in a High Society magazine?
No, I've got people to call me to come and I forgot the name of this magazine, Blacktail or something.
Oh, Blacktail.
Oh, Blacktail, right, right.
So I don't know if I want
There's
to.
That other one, too, that's called What the Hell Happened? Well,
I don't know if I want to do that.
Did you get an offer to be an Uncle magazine?
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I don't even know what Uncle
that
is.
Enough is enough. How about Hustler? Have you ever gotten with them?
No, I haven't.
Is there a big difference in rates within those particular magazines in terms of modeling rates and so on?
You know, my friend sent photos to Playboy, and they sent me a very nice form letter, and they said that we think you're a very fine young lady, blah, blah, blah.
But
my ladies in this man are very special, and so on and so on.
The form letter just said signed by the staff.
But, I mean, you could tell it was a form letter. I'm sure there's a lot of ladies.
Doesn't that tick you off? Yeah.
That's too bad.
It'd be nice if they'd personalize it, you know.
Somebody told me, I know someone said, well, you should, I think they have an issue. I don't know. I don't get Playboy, so I don't know they have an issue that comes out like that.
Yeah.
30s, 40s, 50s.
Well, obviously they do no airbrushing in this one, which is good.
And over 50? No, they don't. They don't air. Are they airbrushing in there?
They're not, are they?
Yeah, they are. But
oh, really?
Oh.
Last layout.
What the hell did it look like originally?
I really didn't. I wasn't crazy about it. The last two that he did were great.
Uh-huh.
This one, I really was not crazy about this layout.
This layout?
It makes me look like I'm 300 pounds.
Well, it's probably, I've heard from photographers a lot of that can be because of the camera angle and how a girl is posed, you know?
Close, yeah.
Like
he's really close. And I
he's
think
the actual weight.
He is close.
I don't mind being
did
close.
Did he pass out?
That centerfold made me look like I was 300 pounds.
Really?
I mean, really. I'm only 110.
You're 110? Wow.
110 pounds.
No, I don't think you look fat in those pictures. See, guys always have to tell women they don't look fat. You know? It's always true.
Most people know me. Most of my fans know me. When I write, they ask for 8x10. I send them a recent photo. I always get pictures taken about every 6 months.
Yeah,
a Polaroid or?
Yeah.
No. I have a photographer here in New York that takes my pictures.
Uh-huh.
Really?
While he wears an oxygen mask.
So they know that I'm not fat. I don't look that.
Uh-huh. Now, how much, what kind of dough do you get for being in Over 50?
What kind of what?
Do you get over 50 bucks for being in Over 50 magazine?
Yeah. They pay me $500
Christ.
Fee.
Yep.
This last one was $1,500.
Wow.
Because you're the centerfold.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, going back to that
centerfold twice.
Yeah. The airbrushing, see, I don't go for that. Like, Playboy does that extensively. And they basically airbrush out the patch and everything, you know. Mm-hmm. And they make everything so fake-looking, you know. With you, you can tell right away it's real.
It's a real person.
Yeah.
That's all me.
It sure is.
The buff.
Well, listen, it's certainly congratulations are in order for you, the model of the year, Tangeray, And we, I'm sure, can people get this magazine in pretty much skanky adult bookstores, or where else can they get it?
Bookstores, yeah.
Adult bookstores?
They're pretty well, I mean, they're all over the place. I'm surprised.
I haven't seen it at Borders lately.
I've got calls from Israel, from Germany, Australia.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I was.
The whole world is amazed.
I have to call Israel because the gentleman that did get the magazine called me and I was not here.
Yeah, so there's probably someone going nuts over there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I hate to have the thoughts of him calling just getting
my used to bombs going off.
Yeah.
Israel and talk to him for a few minutes.
Okay, well, listen, congratulations again. This is quite an achievement, and you have a great day, Tangeray.
Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Nice talking to you.
Right, bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Let's make a note not to do that again.
I know it. You're not kidding. This
when I lost it when you said, have you been in enough is enough?
Well, you did me, and prior to that, you had that uncle.
Uncle magazine. Uncle! Okay.
Yeah, you just open it up and go, Uncle!
Now, I can't believe there's airbrushing here.
No, really.
That's a frightening thing to find out. I shouldn't have asked.
I know it. There can't be any airbrushing in there because it just can't get any worse.
She's been contacted by Black Tail.
when you talked about the salt and pepper patch. Oh, God.
Look for Tangeray and Black Tail.
That's the first magazine, I got to tell you, where I do not want invasive photography.
And let me tell you something. You know, this magazine is not all over.
No, it's not for good
reason.
I
pray to God it isn't.
Oh, God, what a mess. Oh, man. That's amazing, though, isn't it, to look at yourself completely one foot in the east, the other in the west, and go, you know, not even have a problem with what you're showing and just say, I just think I look fat. Never mind, there's...
And you're showing
like every single square inch of your body, and it's like.
And in that case, too, I think she's pretty much on the money on that one. I don't know. I'm not sure what planet she weighs 110 on. maybe on a scale that goes up to 110, she weighs 110.
Oh, baby. Well, that's the first and last time we'll ever crack the cover of that bastard.
It's become a running joke at the radio station to leave this on someone's desk. So they're immediately faced with the horror.
Yeah. Guy walks around the station all day going, okay, who did it?
He just kind of peacefully hanging on, all of a sudden, oh, God!
I know it.
No!
Oh, God, it's just horrible.
It's bad.
It is.
Well, that covers that, I think, pretty well.
Yeah.
Look for her again in Black Tail coming up.